The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
Okay. All right. I mean, I can.
Welcome to North Hall High School, the Brickyard, as we are here this evening along with Harper LaBelle and Gary Glenn. Nathan Laddie, our producer, back at the studio. The 59th meeting, as we call a bottle of 365, I think is what we nicknamed it last year. North Hall and East Hall playing here. 33-24-1, the one tie coming in 1960. East Hall leads the overall series 33-24, and then that one tie. And Harper, this is a huge game. I know that Gary knows about it. We'll get him to chime in a little bit. But this is a huge game for these two teams, and it might be different because East Hall is undefeated this year, and North Hall's looking for that first win.
Yeah, if I'm any part of the East Hall program right now, life's going pretty good for you, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You're 3-0. You've got some good things that are happening. You're throwing and running the ball in a really good disbursement where you're getting equal out of both, and because you're 3-0, the thing about it for me, Joe, is you're going to try to get the best out of your guys because region play is coming in at the end of the month. So if it's working now, you're thinking, got to keep it going. Mm-hmm. Keep it going, especially against your rivals, guys that you've been playing against when you were in T-ball or soccer, when you were little rugrats running around, and now you get a chance to have some bragging rights. Mm-hmm. For North Hall, in my opinion, at 0-2, you got to turn it around, especially at home. You got to be able to say, okay, this hasn't worked, but we're going to fine-tune some things. We're going to do what we do really well, whether it be running, passing the ball. We made some mistakes in the last couple of weeks. We got to see North Hall last week, and they're a pretty good football team. Mm-hmm. They just made a couple of mistakes. Mm-hmm. And you make them win against a team that isn't making a lot of mistakes, and that's how you're 0-2. So I think you're going to see the best out of both teams here tonight, and I'm really excited to be here at the Brickyard.
Yeah, I think we usually do see the best out of the teams in this, regardless of where they are. But for the last 14 meetings, North Hall has come out on the winning end. The last year, they won 49-14 here. The last win here at North Hall for East Hall was back in 2000, and the last win in the series was 2001. A 10-7 win at East Hall.
East Hall has not won here at the Brickyard in 24 years?
Correct.
Wow.
Now, there's been a few years when they didn't play, obviously, COVID years.
Sure.
But
a
couple other times.
Thank you for cluing me in on that. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting stat.
But North Hall's won 14 in a row, and the scoring difference has been kind of lopsided in the last few years, especially during the Bob Christmas era. But it's kind of stayed that way in Sean Pender's first few years. But Matt Turner is starting to turn it around at East Hall, and we'll see how that all turns out tonight because Jamarcus Harrison, 202 yards rushing, 309 yards passing the ball, four TDs. Jason Jones has caught 12 passes, 198 yards, three touchdowns. Lucas Pruitt scored three touchdowns. That's the offensive side. Aaron Brock, Elijah Buffington, and Levi Kenney leading the way on defense. Between those three guys, there's 70 tackles and three tackles for loss.
Carry the four and subtract the two.
Exactly. I'm trying to do it right there.
Yeah.
But on the North Hall side, Alex Sleeman has come in kind of in a backup role. He's passed for 134 yards. Smith McGarvey's been the starter most of the time, 262 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions, five interceptions between the two quarterbacks. And, of course, if you're going to throw it that much, you got to make sure you're accurate with it.
Yeah, that's critical. Well, what you just gave there are very interesting statistics. Harrison, the quarterback, accounts for 231 of the 357 yards that they average
mm-hmm.
per game.
Yep.
Slow that guy down, right? If I'm North Hall, we slow that guy down, we got a chance. The next closest is Jones with 94 and then Pruitt with 67. So those three guys together account for most of what the Vikings are able to do. But here's the thing. In the last couple of weeks, they scored 40 to 7, and then they got 55 last week, and they shut up. Everyone wants to look at the offense. Joe, I'm looking at, they've only given up one touchdown the last
right.
2 weeks. They're doing some things on defense that are creating problems for other teams.
And it all started against Banks County in that game that we were at Cherokee Bluff against Lumpkin in a weather delay. They had to finish that game at West Hall on Saturday, and Banks County had basically a fourth and goal or third and goal, fourth and goal, ready to go in, inside the five-yard line. The coach from Banks elected to go for the touchdown instead of kicking the field goal and winning it by a point. East Hall holds them on defense, and they wound up winning the game,
beating them by
2 points. So, you know, that defense, like you just said, has been a key part for East Hall so far.
Yeah, they're fast, they're moving around, and they're getting it done. They're tackling when they need to, they're covering when they need to, and they're getting at the quarterback when they need to. And, you know, that's a recipe for success, and they've obviously had that now, being 3-0. And getting a chance to go 4-0 here tonight, that puts you in the driver's seat, because after this they've got a bye, then they play East Jackson, and then start with region play at Monroe area. It's their
right.
first region game.
You're listening to Friday Night Football on WGTJ Glory 97.5. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Bushton, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation. The new ideas in our industry that lead to better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business.
To be an innovative cooperative, I believe we always have to be looking at how we are handling our member experience.
Innovation is really important to Jackson EMC. It's our role to really make sure we're on the cutting edge of these new changes in technology that are coming to the power sector.
Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Friday Night Football. Thank you for each and every player that's going to be playing across our area tonight. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray they have good sportsmanship. We pray, God, for great competition. And most of all, we pray for the safety of each and every athlete. May you bring them home safe tonight. But more than anything, may they all play for your glory, and somehow may your name be known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back here at the Brickyard, just finished up with the national anthem. Had a moment of silence in recognition of the tragedy that happened down in Appalachia this week. Our hearts and prayers go out to that community and all the rest of the folks that have been affected by that tragedy this week. But tonight, Gary, I think you're down there with us now and can join us in. You have a little bit of knowledge on this East Hall-North Hall rivalry, too, even though you're a Jefferson guy. You've been around it for a while, haven't you?
Well, I have, and also, you know, my old coach, Jim Lofton,
yep,
coached at both East Hall and North Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been around these programs and around some of the coaches for a long, long time. This is an old rivalry. It goes back to when they were playing one another when it really counted. Now it still counts in the ideas of and the eyes of a lot of the kids that play it, because as we talked about many times before in Hall County here, these kids have been seeing each other and playing each other in various sports from the time they were little kids playing t-ball all the way up to the middle school programs. So it's the bragging rights on the line, and now, you know, with some of these power ranking things coming out, you never can tell when something is going to really matter and help you get into the playoffs at the end of the season.
Well, and East Hall is in Region 8 3A, so just like Cherokee Bluff, and North Hall is in Region 6 3A, so they're both in 3A, and so the power rankings are going to affect how they finish in the season in the top 32 teams to get to go on to the postseason. So this is a big win, big game for both teams, because it's out of region, if you will, but it's still a triple-A game. So the good competition, it makes a lot of difference.
Well, and East Hall is 3-0 for the first time in like 34 years.
Yep.
1990, I think, was the last time.
That's correct.
And with the legendary Wayne Bradshaw was the coach back in those days. And Coach Bradshaw and I went back a ways. In fact, I was doing a game at Johnson one time, and I can't remember, Joe, for sure. I think it was a television game when I was doing TV. And I said, wait a minute. East Hall has got 12 men on the field. And the officiating crew let them play for like a couple of series. And I kept saying, they still got 12 men on the field. And they kept on. And that just tickled Wayne to death. He recounted that story with some great glee at times. And Gary was the only one that saw we had 12 men on the field. We just kept playing.
Just kept playing.
But 1990, so, and East Hall has had some success. But as you've already recounted, they are behind in the overall series, mostly thanks to the Bob Christmas era.
Yeah.
When Bob came in, he kind of changed the mentality here at North Hall, and they expect to win. They particularly expect to win here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the two-quarterback system, I'm not totally sold on a two-quarterback system. I understand that there are times when you bring somebody in maybe for a running, but right now, you know, the two quarterbacks that North Hall has had, they've both been seeing pretty much equal action.
That's what we saw at Cherokee Bluff last week. You know, together they've got, I was mentioned a few minutes ago that they, between the two of them, they've had five interceptions. And to be a throwing team, to go from the wing team to a throwing team, you got to be accurate when you throw it. And, you know, North Hall's got Cole Cable, Luke Jenkins, a couple other guys, Walker Davis, that can catch the ball. So they've got guys that can receive it. They just got to put it in the spot for them to catch it.
Right. And, you know, Schliemann and McGarvey are both capable quarterbacks. And right now it seems to be like a situational type thing, whereas East Hall is totally sold out on Jamarcus Harrison, who is a whale of an athlete, who had almost 2,000, I think maybe over 2,000 yards of total offense running and passing last year. You know, and the Vikings were very, although they only won two games last year, Joe, they were very close to turning the corner, and now they think they have. And that's part of the battle, too. You're dealing with teenage boys. You're playing a lot between the ears.
Exactly.
And when they start believing they can do things, then all of a sudden good things start happening to you. And well, right now the Vikings believe. I don't even remember when they were 4-0. I have no idea.
Well, the big thing, Harper, that I have in looking at some of the stats from last year is they've got some guys back. Jamarcus is back. At quarterback, Jason's back on the wide receiver. Lucas Pruitt's back. Brock, Buffington, and Kenny back on the defensive and offensive lines. You know, so they've got some guys back that have been there, done that, and they've gotten better. They had another year of getting bigger, faster, stronger, if you will. And I think that aids the East Hall program.
Well, that along with they've got a lot of juniors on this roster as well. Mm-hmm. So there's guys that are getting valuable time. Wait till next year. If they're already good this year, now you're going to lose a couple of the key players, but Harrison's back, and so are many of the others. That's an interesting philosophy. And I love Gary going back. Now, was that Stagecoach and covered wagon era that we were talking about early on, or is that just when the Model T was in play, when these guys first started going against one another, Gary? I love this rivalry and how old it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been that. You know, it could have been horseback and Pony Express only in those days. But
yeah.
It was a long, long time ago, and they've been playing each other
58.
For a long time.
58 was the first game. I was looking at some stuff that Nathan was showing me today. They did. They 1960 was the tie, and then there's been several times through the years that they haven't played. Obviously, the COVID years, and there was a couple others that were blank on the list we were looking at today. So, but anyway, East Hall leads the overall series. As I said, 33-24 for North Hall, one tie, and the last time that East Hall won here was in 2000, and they won that game 37-0. So they must have had a pretty stout team back then. for sure.
Well, one of the things that North Hall has got to do, they've got to shore up their defense. They're giving up 31 points a game right now. And Harrison last week had like, what do you have, like 186 yards total offense and five touchdowns. They've got to slow that man down if they're going to have a chance in this game.
Right. East Hall's averaging 47.5 points scoring a game and only giving up 7 a game is their average. North Hall on offense only scoring 17 a game, but they're giving up 31 points per game. So you're exactly right. Those stats have got to shift right there for sure, Harper, for North Hall to have some success tonight.
Yeah, and they're not really rushing the ball very well. They're not getting a lot out of their offensive line, and you get a little bit better. You shore up a little bit longer without going too long. You don't want to get penalty flags. We don't want to have Mike Proffitt, our referee, speaking a whole lot if I'm on the North Hall offensive coordination side of it. But a few things that they've had an extra few days to get ready for, and it's next thing you know, you got to play. You got to get ready, and you do the best you can with what you got. But offensive line play, especially for North Hall, now you can run. You're going to open up your passing game, and a lot of other great things can happen if you can move people up at the front line.
All right, you're listening to the Long Street Cafe pregame show. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back here at the Brickyard, your projected starters for this evening for the North Hall Trojans, 0-2, Coach Sean Pender's third season. On the line of scrimmage, you'll have number 75, Mason McGill, number 59, Thomas Green, number 77, Eli Hamm, and number 64, Nick Sanders. And then number 73, Cade Hawthorne. The tight end will be Dawson Gray. He wears number 88. Receivers will be in and out during the night. You'll have number 3, Ty Kemp. Number 1, Cole Cable. Number 9, Ethan Croft. And number 22, Jacob Adams. Quarterback position will be shifted between Alex Schleyman. He's number 7. Smith McGarvey's number 8. Your running backs will be Luke Jenkins, number 2. And number 29, R.J. Dalton. Kicker will be Blake Carmona, number 4, and Walker Vining is who I have down as the punter so far, or this time before we start here tonight. On defense for East Hall, defensive line, I've got Aaron Brock, number 51, Darius Ellison, number 99, Matt Hale, number 3. Linebackers will be number 2, Levi Kinney, 36, Walt Jarrett, 28, Elijah Buffington, 16, Parker Worley, and number 7, Jacob Christian. Defensive backs, number 6, Nehemiah Anderson, 26, Kaney Williams, and 22, Amir Barnett. On the other side of the football, East Hall, for the East Hall Vikings, Coach Matt Turner in his fourth season, they're 3-0 so far this season. Along the line of scrimmage, number 68, Bryson Free. Guard, 51, Aaron Brock. The center, number 77, Connor Brooks. The other guard, Josh Jamarillo. He is number 70. And number 53, Evan Becerra. The receivers will be Javon Harrison, number 5, Peyton Llewellyn, number 18, Jason Jones, number 25, and number 8, Cohen Bryant. The number 1 quarterback, Jamarcus Harrison, and then number 23, Lucas Pruitt for the offensive side. And then the defense for North Hall, you'll have a combination of Matthew Arceo on the defensive line, Charlie House, 0, Dawson Reed, number 95, Robbie Lee, number 50, and number 35, Tanner White. The linebackers, 28, Buddy Clark, 21, McKinley Kemp, 12, Parker Carlton, 44, Dalton Hulsey. And the defensive backs, a rotation of 17, Walker Davis, 19, Jake Clark, number 5, Connor Harwood, 14, Wade Haynes, and number 11, Charlie Dyer. Gary, if you'll give me the officials real quick, and we'll go to another break.
All right. So the referee and the man in the white hat's going to be Mike Prophet. Umpire is Mark Diff. Tyler Hobby is the line judge. Headline judge is Ricky Welchel. Field judge is Ivan Walker. Side judge is Bill Morgan. Electric clock operator is Michael Wyford, and on the play clock it is Jeff Eichler. So in just a moment we'll walk out to midfield with the captains and the umpire Mike Prophet, the umpire Mark Diff, and we'll have the toss of the coin, Joe.
All right, you're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM. This is the Longstreet Cafe pregame show.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Millie's Drapery and Decorating. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Now down on the field to Gary Glenn.
And we are here at midfield and for the toss of the coin.
Y'all captains of your team, act with composure. Pose. Okay. All righty. All right, we have.
Dead spot down there on the field right now, folks.
You can stay right there.
Yes.
So, he calls tails. It is a tail.
All right, Jamarcus Harrison called tails, and tails it was. They will defer. Jamarcus Harrison, by the way, guys, is a great big guy. He is
you got
about
to understand
six,
right beside
five.
Him, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking him right in the chest.
Basketball player for Coach Joe Dick's Vikings. East Hall will kick off. North Hall will receive the opening kickoff. North Hall will be all in green tonight with the black headgear, white numbers that we'll be able to see. East Hall in black pants with the gold and white trim. Black helmets, white jerseys with black numbers. We were talking, Harper, before we started, they came out and was warming up in black T-shirts, and we were worried we were going to have a dark green and a dark black, and that was going to be tough for us to see tonight. But luckily, it's white versus green, and that's how we're doing it.
I'm glad they changed to more traditional apparel.
And, exactly.
That helps us in the booth. Sometimes they design the numbers without thinking about the broadcasters at all.
As Mike can recall this, a couple of years ago, we had a tough time because they had like a light color on top of a dark color on a light color shirt, and you could barely make out the numbers. I was struggling all night long, which is not hard for me anyway.
Yeah, well, there are some dead spots on the field, you've discovered. And so what that is, folks, we're on a wireless system, and occasionally for some odd reason or the other, and there seems to be no rhyme or reason to it, it'll just drop out. But we'll do our best to move around and keep it going.
They are on the fields now. The Trojans have come out. They are celebrating tonight. They're having a gold out, and it's childhood cancer awareness. So that's what they have at tonight, a little celebration, a little ceremony before the game tonight. And now they'll come out. East Hall cheerleaders are in there. They have their safety vest on out there, Gary, with black shorts.
Yeah.
I noticed.
A unique apparel to be, be sure.
The North Hall cheerleaders have on their gold cancer awareness.
Out? I'm still trying to figure out why everybody – does that mean we're in a construction zone and we're trying to build a football
trying
program?
To build and maybe what Coach Turner's come up with.
I've seen a lot of that in the past couple weeks here at the high school level.
All right, captains for North Hall are Charlie House, Ty Kemp, Jake Clark, Thomas Green. You got Jamarcus Harrison, Cohen Bryant, Lucas Pruitt, and Izon Morrison are the captains for East Hall. Yeah, you got number one, Cole Cable back deep for North Hall. And Luke Jenkins, number two, back deep for North Hall. Kicking for East Hall, I think, is number 21. Let's see. No,
29.
Number 29. That is Wilder Velasquez. Wilder Velasquez is the kicker.
He's a lefty?
A left-footer. Saw one last week with Cherokee Bluff. He gets a pop-up. It'll come down short. Oh, and they let it hit the ground. The miscommunication, but... who's coming up with it? That's Cole Cable comes up, but he doesn't get about 3 yards. He gets back out to the 25, but I think the up man thought that the back man was going to catch it and vice versa, so it hit in between them, and luckily Cole was following it up there.
That's exactly what happened. That's an I got it, you take it kind of thing, like somebody trying to play center field. Who's going to get that ball? Of course, it's a live ball after that. By the way, the green smoke is not quite as thick as that purple stuff at Cherokee Bluff, but it's still hanging around a little bit.
Dissipated
here.
Quickly, thank goodness. Yeah, but we got goodness. A squiff of it up here, too.
Now here we go.
Smith McGarvey, hit it quarterback. Luke Jenkins over to his right. Two wideouts, a tight end. Jenkins coming up on this side. No, that's Parker Carlton. Carlton gets it through a man across the 35 down to the 38, 39-yard line. The 13-yard gain, number 12, Parker Carlton. Comes out of there carrying the ball.
Good job off right guard. Parker just finds that big hole. Next thing, he's not only past the linebackers, but he's into the secondary, and he ends up with 14 yards instead of 13. They mark it at the 38-yard line.
Nehemiah Anderson, one of the defensive backs, had to make the stop.
Hands off to Parker again. He gets through the 40, pushing and twisting across the 45 to about the 47. Got about 8 yards on that one. Brought down at the 47, looked like by number 28, Elijah Buffington, one of the leading tacklers on the Vikings.
Yeah, Anderson in on that, too. Anderson, pretty big fella. He's 6'3", 163, so he's a tall drink of water.
Darius Ellison, number 99, the nose guard. He's a big low, too. 8-yard pickup. You're going to hand off this time to Carlton. Got the first down across the 50, down to about the 47 of East Hall. The big guys up front are just kind of open up some fronts right now.
Well, they're running everything to the right-hand side right now, just trying to take advantage of a size mismatch. Number 25 right now, that's Chason Jones.
Yep.
He's a junior. Tall guy, but he's real skinny, right? So they're going to run it that direction. And so far they've had three really nice plays, very successful running upon the right side for North Hall.
Good little post player for Coach Joe Dick's basketball team. One man in motion. That's number one, Cole Cable. He sweeps to the far side. Got around. Got flags for an illegal block. He's tackled. Pushed out of bounds under the therapy tent on the far side. But we got two flags down on the far side. Probably going to be an illegal block.
You know, neither of these teams right now, at least in the starters, have kids going both ways. Not a lot of them anyway. They're trying to two-platoon this thing. And although it's not a hot night tonight. In fact, I guess probably with kickoff, Joe, was 73, 74 degrees.
I think so.
Very pleasant, very pleasant. But this one's coming back.
Referee comes back. He'll give us the signal. He was one of the guys that flew his flag. 74 degrees here. Holding on the offensive line, and they'll bring it back from the spot of the foul. So it will be back at the 39 or 40-yard line once they set it down. The umpire, Mark Diff, is just now marking it off. It's going to be at the, the 41 and a half, almost the 42. Nose of the football on the 42. Second down and about 18 yards to go.
And speaking of the nose, you mentioned number 99, Darius Ellison, the nose man.
Mm-hmm.
6'1", 270. He is a load.
He's a wide man right there in the front. That'll
number
slow
99.
Folks down. Number 99. Two wide outs to the near side. Hand off to Carlton. Carlton across the 50. The 45 finally brought down at the 42-yard line. And about a 10-yard pickup. He spurt through between Thomas Green, Eli Hammond, and Mick Sanders in a hurry. First big gush. Went that way. The linebackers had to knock him down.
Yep.
Finally, they're going to say he knocked down back at the 48. So back to the original line of scrimmage. Only got about 8 yards on the pickup.
Darius Ellison comes out here, Gary. Yeah. They're going with a little bit smaller guy. He's only 260.
A little quicker, yeah.
Carlton again. Bust holes. 50, 40, 30. One man hits him at the 25 and out of bounds at the 23.
That was finally Cohen Bryant, who was blocked briefly over there on the edge.
Dalton
recovered enough to make the stop, but he was off to the races. That was a good run.
27-yard pickup by Parker Carlton. Dalton Hulsey has to come out. He lost his helmet at the beginning of the play, so he's got to come out for a play. Dawson Gray in at the tight end. You've got number 9, Ethan Croft, in the wide receiver, along with Ty Kemp. You got Luke Jenkins in at the running back. To the left off, Smith McGarvey. Hand off to Luke Jenkins. Luke runs it in across the 20, down to about the 17. About a 5-yard pickup. The first down, or second down, in about 4. Dawes at the 17-yard line.
Gary, they've had great success here thus far, going behind number 71, right guard Cannon Weaver, and right tackle 73, Cade Hawthorne. Do you change? I'm running to the right until they can stop it. Right now, you're averaging about 9 yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this last play, you only got 5. How about that?
The legendary Jim Lofton.
Got 4 wide outs. The handoff to the little man Jenkins again. He bounces outside to 15, 10. Bounced off another guy, hit him, and hit him going towards the end zone and knocked him down inside the 10 to about the 9. Be a first down and goal for the Trojans. Good-looking driving that have done it all on the ground. An 8-yard pickup for the Trojans.
Shades of the wing T, you know. I mean, this is just pound them in the ground, right?
Exactly.
And as I started to say, ran into a dead zone. The legendary Jim Lofton, who's said coached both these teams, his philosophy was run 14, blast till they can stop you.
Luke Jenkins in at the running back. 3 wide outs. Man in motion and got a flag.
I think that's an illegal
shift. Dead lineman's going to have an illegal procedure. Shift, whatever illegal procedure on offense. They'll bring up about 5. It'll still be first and goal. They'll be back at the 14. 8-12 in the first quarter. We started pretty much on time, or maybe a minute early, which is good. East Jackson scored against White County on their first possession. It is 7-0 East Jackson.
Well, the Eagles are having some success, aren't
they? They've had a coach down there, and they're getting going now, yeah. McGarvey in. Luke Jenkins over to his left. 3 wide outs. Cable on the near side. Kemp and one of the other kids on the other side. They're looking to throw on the other side. A little pitch out. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say it's a pass, and it's an incomplete pass. They got lucky on that. Going to Cable on the far side, but they're going to say it was a pass and not a pitch out.
Yeah, it was in front of him, but it was too far in front of him. Mm-hmm. Joey barely got a fingertip on it.
Luckily for them, it wasn't a pitch, because if it had been a pitch, that would have been a live ball bouncing around over there. Well, lucky break for North Hall. The ball's back at the 14. It's second and goal from the 14-yard line. Up until that penalty, it's been a pretty good, impressive drive for them. Luke Jenkins in the backfield. Got Cable in motion. Looking to pass. McGarvey throws it to the side, in and out of the hands, right through the hands of Luke Jenkins with a man all over him. Number 14 that time for East Hall. That is Sam Jarrett, a senior defensive back for the Vikings.
Well, interesting phenomenon, I guess you could call it. Nick Sanders goes in to play right guard. They throw the ball twice, and Cannon Weaver, who came out, is now back in at right guard. So a
little bit
of little bit of interesting substitution-wise for North Hall, at least early in the ball game.
Oh, we're getting a drop.
Cade Hawthorne over here on the right side, looking back to pass. Looking deep, got plenty of time, throws it over the top, complete, touchdown! Number three, Ty Kemp for the touchdown. He was open for about 3 yards, Gary, it looked like, and caught that one for a 6-0 lead for the Trojans.
Laid it in perfect.
Gary's almost going to have to stand in one spot tonight, brother.
I tell you, laid it in perfectly, right on the money. Hitting it over the shoulder catch, nobody around him, easy. As I started to tell you, we're getting a drop or two of rain. I hope that's just going to pass on by.
I hope it does, too. I saw a little bit over there. They thought everything was supposed to stay south of us tonight. Maybe that's our 5%. The kick is up, and it is good by Walker Vining. Kicked the extra point. And it makes it 7-0 Trojans. There's 7:29 left here in the first quarter. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Blake Carmona with a kickoff. Going to come down on the far end to Elijah Buffington. Elijah's across the 15. Got tripped up at the 17 by number 13 for the Trojans, Michael Donatelli on special teams. Buffington brought it out. Caught it about the 7 or 8 yard line. Brought it, tried to come towards the press box out to the 17. It'll be first and 10 for the Vikings on their first possession. Gary, you may have to get under the shade down there for a little bit. We got a little spit of rain coming through for the next few minutes, and then it looks like it's clear after that. For the Vikings, you got Jamarcus Harrison in a empty backfield. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wideouts across there. Puts one man in motion. That's number 23. He'll throw it to this side, in and out of the hands of Peyton Lou Allen right there to 24. Threw it a little ahead. Peyton went down and turned around there. Probably should have caught that. It was a little high, but he probably should have caught that one.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That was a catchable ball. If nothing else, just a quick little hitch route. He would have gained about 4 or 5 yards. If he falls forward, maybe 6. But instead, it's 2nd and 10.
Lucas Pruitt was out of the backfield and one of the receivers that time. And now he's back to the right of his quarterback. Pruitt is the running back on the right-hand side of Harrison. Harrison quick out to the far side. Oh, he's hit! Soon as he caught it by number 11 over there on the far side, Charlie Dyer. And he caught it. That was, let me find my receiver. Was that Jones or was that Buffington that caught that one? It was 28. Elijah Buffington caught that one. And he didn't. He lost 3 yards. His third down and 13 for the Vikings. Boy, the Trojans read that one beautifully, Gary.
And gave him no room at all to run. Kind of a big down for the Vikings now.
6:45 left in the quarter. Jamarcus going to run. Got away from one man. Got away from another guy. He's going to have the first down across the 35. The 40 and steps out of bounds around the 42-yard line. A big gain for the Vikings and Jamarcus Harrison.
That's what Jamarcus Harrison can do for you there.
Yes. He sees that opening. It was opening up. We get through that first line. A guy missed him. He went on up there and kept going, and boom, gets the first down.
That's the speed.
26.
That's the speed of the Vikings. They always, forever they've had speed.
I think Mike joked about it, him and Coach Turner call it fast break football. I know he likes to play up-tempo and almost reckless abandon, if you will. Pruitt coming to this side, but 40 to 45 brought down by big number 50 right there. That is Robbie Lee at the 47-yard line, a 5-yard pickup, 2nd and 5 for the Vikings. 6:15 remaining in the first quarter. Trojans lead it 7-0.
I think I'll take shelter with you guys for a while till this squall moves through.
Come on up, buddy.
Well, it's just the equipment. Mike would be appreciated getting shorted out.
Harrison in the backfield. He's got Lucas Pruitt back there with him. And a handoff to Lucas. He's wrapped up, and he lets go of him. Charlie House had him, and he fought through number zero's tackle, and he gets down across midfield to the 45 on the other side. 8-yard pickup for the Vikings. First down and 10.
Charlie goes about 230. I think Pruitt goes at least that, doesn't he?
Looks like it. Pretty good-sized young man. Lucas, the junior running back for the Vikings. Now he's in receiving formation. They got five wideouts, three on the near side, two on the far. Now Pruitt's in motion. Going to hand off. No, Jamarcus is going to keep it. He spins in the middle. He's wrapped up by a bunch of green shirts at the 44, 43-yard line. Gets about two. And brought down by several guys. Look like that big 95 Dawson Reed in there on the tackle. One of the guys. Second down, 8 yards to go for the Vikings. Harrison with one guy beside him. That's Pruitt. He rolls out to the far side, looking to throw. Complete. Got the first down to the 33-yard line. That's number eight, Cohen Bryant. They caught that one. Great pass. He opened up just enough in there, got in front of the defensive back there, Walker Davis, and was able to make the reception before being brought down at the 33-yard line.
Boy, that was a nice catch. The thing I like most about it is that he got both hands on the ball, even though you're wearing gloves. He caught it, and it looks like there's a penalty right here.
Tucky, 60. A flag right there, the linesman, line judge
right
on the far side.
Jacob Wright is the nose guard. I think he went on movement. He's going to come out of the ball game right now.
Offsides on the Trojans. So how about that? That'll give him first and five for the Vikings now.
You know, a lot of times the center will move the ball and kind of jiggle it and then just grab it where he puts a little extra pressure with his fingers. And as a defender, you're watching that guy. You see his forearms. You think, oh, the ball's going to go. It doesn't. And you end up moving a step. It's encroachment. It'll cost you 5 yards.
Uh-huh. First down and five. Going to hand off. He's going to keep it himself. Jamarcus around the far side. In the 25, the 20, down the sideline. Finally knocked out of bounds by Walker Davis. Down inside the 10, it looks like. Now, I'm going to say it's around the 13-yard line where he ran out of bounds. But another great move by Jamarcus Harrison. And that's what that added dimension that East Hall has now is Jamarcus can throw it and he can run it and get loose.
Yeah, and that was a great fake that time. And a lot of people bit on it. So Jamarcus just peeled off down the line, had that ball tucked against his side where you couldn't see it, got to the sidelines, and then tight-roped it down there.
Llewellyn goes out. Buffington comes back in the game. Ball on the far hash mark, three wide outs and a tight end. Empty backfield. Jamarcus back there calling. Sends a man in motion. Now they're going to be a timeout. I don't see a flag.
Yeah, the play clock was running down, and I'm not sure if they got the timeout right before they ended up.
It'll be a delay of game on the Vikings with 4:28 in the quarter, and now they're going to have East Hall, or I thought they might have called a timeout because it went to the sideline, but evidently not. It's going to be first and 15 from about the 18-yard line. They can get a first down just inside the five. They're going from north to south towards the Bob, as they call it here in North Hall, the new dressing room, weight room for the Trojans.
It's nice. I've worked out in that weight room.
First down, 15 yards to go.
Two tights, Joe.
Two tight ends, two wide outs. I think Coach Turner's going to have to waste a timeout. Yeah, timeout East Hall. We'll take it with them right there. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Jamarcus Harrison took it, and he crossed the 15 down to about the 10, so he gets about 8 yards. Yep, 7-8 yards on the carry, but he kept it himself with that empty set and three wideouts, a couple of tight ends, and we are at the 4-minute and 5-second mark. East Hall knocking on the door, if you will, second down and about 7. Can get a first down at the 3. North Hall leads it 7-0. Harrison back to pass. Look, got plenty of time. Double pumps. Now he's going to run it. Out to the far side. Throws it the last second. Touchdown, East Hall.
Oh, yeah, what a move.
Jamarcus kind of juked around the guy. Threw it right to. Looked like number 25, Jason Jones, as the two targets in basketball from the point guard down to the big man, because Jason plays inside and Jamarcus runs the show. So touchdown, Vikings. 1 point away from tying it up. Wilder Velasquez, number 29, will be kicking it. Looks like number 18, Peyton Llewellyn, will be the holder.
Jones already has like 200 yards through the first three games in receiving, and add 10 more to that.
And another TD.
Yeah.
Left-footer Velasquez gets ready. Snap, hold, the kick is up. And he's good. We're tied at 7. East Hall and North Hall, you're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle program, energy efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC. Innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Back here at the Brickyard, East Hall just tied it at 7 at 3:45 here in the first quarter. West Hall over Johnson, 14-0. Lumpkin over Dunwoody, 14-0. Cherokee Bluff scored on their first possession against Habersham Central. The kickoff will come down short to the 23-yard line. Up there across the 40, that's number 3, Ty Kemp. The up back, and he got it all the way out to the 46-yard line. So he caught it about the 25 or so, about a 21. Elijah Buffington on the tackle, 3:41. So North Hall with that short kickoff, fellas. Sometimes it's a good idea, but when you get a nice return right there,
yeah,
it might hurt you a little bit.
Now you're almost at midfield, and North Hall's in good field position. I think that was Jones' fourth touchdown of the year. You know, he's a big target. You know, Jamarcus Harrison may be 6'4", 6'5", but Jones is like 6'3". So he can out-jump a lot of people.
McGarvey hands off on the far side to Jenkins. Jenkins trying to get outside, but he makes it route to the 50, right on the 50. So he gets about 4 yards. It'll be second down and 6 for the Trojans. McGarvey still in quarterback, but Jenkins behind him. You've got Cole Cable on the near side, Ty Kemp on the far side. R.J. Dalton kind of in a slot position. Dawson Gray, the tight end.
Vikings mostly have been in a four-man front on the defense.
Mm-hmm. Bring them up. Split out on either side for the Trojans. Handing off to run. No, McGarvey's going to keep it. Run, stiff arms a guy across the 40, the 45. Ooh, he's hit hard. Ball's loose.
Let's see.
What a nice pickup there.
East Hall has recovered.
Yeah.
Well, he got hit hard right there at the 33-yard line, and it just popped out right there, fellas. I didn't say who knocked it out
sometimes,
or recovered, but he's tall. I think he's tall.
No, they're saying
North Hall? Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to stay North Hall's football. My bad. I thought the hand went up pointing towards East Hall from the far side referee. North Hall catches a break after it popped out. They still have possession. McGarvey gives off to Jenkins. Jenkins runs through the line across the 30, down to the 29. 5 yard gain, second and five. Well, he got ahead of steam, and he just got popped really good right there at the 30, at the 33, fellas.
Yeah.
I thought that ball was on the carpet a long time.
Aaron Brock, one of the linebackers. They vary, East Hall does. Sometimes they'll give you that three-man front, a 3-4 look, and then they'll walk the linebackers up, and now they look almost like a five.
McGarvey, left-handed. Ooh, good job by the run, and tries to drag a man up. Number 12 comes up. It's Levi Kinney for East Hall. Comes up and makes the tackle against number 12. Poor Parker Carlton tried to do a little screen pass out to him. He lost back to the original line of scrimmage, back to the 33. 1:51 in the quarter. Score is 7-7 from the Brickyard. The 59th meeting between East Hall and North Hall.
It popped him just as he got the ball and knocked him back for the loss. So now it's 3rd and 10. This is kind of big for the Trojans early on.
Trojans will take it. McGarvey still in. Jenkins beside him. Come up with a stand-up five in front for East Hall. McGarvey back to pass. Throws it way out in front of the receiver. No good. And then number 2 is down there to cover him. That's
Luke Jenkins.
But the number 2 is Levi Kinney.
Yeah.
Playing defense. Came up and read it perfectly.
That's 2-on-2 right there. Both of them wearing number 2. And then he tried to help him up. And a good sportsmanship early on.
Yep. That's what I'd like to see.
Well, you've got 2 or 3 screens that they've run here in this drive alone, where last drive they just ran off right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they were moving the ball right down the field. So now it's 4th down from the 33, ball on the right hash.
Unbalanced line.
4th down and 10. 3 lies out wide, ball in their hash. McGarvey back to pass. Looking, got plenty of time. Rolls out to the far side, running, throws it late, got a man open. Touchdown, but I got a flag. Cole Cable caught the touchdown pass, but I got a flag right here that's probably 30 yards away from the play, from the touchdown, but it's probably going to be a hold on one of the North Hall linemen.
Eli Ham, number 77, is going, no, I wasn't past the line of scrimmage.
When you run around that long, Joe,
yeah,
lots of things can start to happen behind
exactly.
you, and some of them are not very
not good.
Mm-hmm. You get a hold, you get a man downfield that shouldn't be. Let's see what the call is going to be. I think this one's coming back, though. It was a 33-yard touchdown pass.
An illegal man downfield. One of the North Hall coaches was out there waving his hands at the headlines and saying, no, he was fine. But he must have been on downfield a little bit. That'll bring back about 15 or 5. It's 4th and 15. They have to get to the 23 for the first down with 1:09 in the quarter. They're going to go for it. North Hall, 4 wideouts. Now McGarvey's going to quick kick. He's back. Quick kick. High in the air. Off to the right side. Going to bounce and go down inside the 10. Wow. What a roll there, Gary. Inside the 5, down to the 4. And North Hall will down it right there with 1 minute.
Exactly what you want. 34-yard punt. Of course, no return. And North Hall had plenty of people downfield that time, Joe, to make sure it stopped at the 4 and did not continue on into the end zone. So
that quick kick worked out for him. Got a flag back at the 39.
I see it now.
Let's see what we've got on that. It might be on them and give North Hall another shot at it. Let's see. Referee.
Depends on how far it's going to be. You know, if it's only a 5-yarder or so, I think I take the play. I'm not sure I get anything better than that.
They didn't have enough guys on the line of scrimmage.
Let's see what White Hat, Mike Prophet, has to say. He's pointing over to the side. It's going to be against North Hall. And East Hall is going to take the penalty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Make where it would. So they're going to push him back more, make him punt it again. And now number 27, White, tumbling. The punter will come in and kick it. The ball's back at the 43. So that's 4th down and 20.
Yeah, now you're going to the traditional punt formation now.
And the man deep is Michael Morrow, maybe? The deep man, or that might be Harrison back there. I think that's Morrow, number 4.
He got his number turned. You can barely see it.
Well, they bunch him up under their shirts, too, under their shoulder pads.
Pull your jersey down, my friend, and we'll be fine.
Exactly.
Still, it's been a steady rain for a while.
Yeah, it has. It's picked up. I see over there now.
Not hard at all, but it's steady.
Kick by Tumbling is down. It's going to hit at the 3, go in the end zone, and stay right there. It'll be a touchback and come back out to the 20. Let's take 10 seconds for a station ID.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
48 seconds left in the first quarter. After the punt, North Hall or East Hall will take over, first and 10 from their own 20.
Well, it's a beautiful evening. If you don't think so, folks, just go outside and go look at the sunset.
Oh, yeah, sunset's beautiful back here.
What color are we getting right now? That's gorgeous.
Jamarcus hands off to Pruitt. Pruitt goes across the route, far side, hits a guy, and keeps going up to the 25-yard line. It'll be almost a 6-yard gain. Give him 6. It'll be 2nd and 4 now for the Vikings. 36-35 running here in the first quarter. Game is tied at 7. Nice. Early scores, what I'm reading, is Chesterfield 7, East Forsyth 7. I think is what I was just sent.
We speculated on how big Pruitt was. I have him. I looked it up, and it's 5'10", 185. He looks bigger than that.
Picked out to Pruitt from Harrison. Harrison, he's going to go around the far corner. He got across the 30 with a burst of speed out to about the 34. Be a first down as the clock will continue to run. They'll start as soon as they put it down. Walker, first and 10.
Walker Davis, number 17, was the guy that forced him out, and they exchanged some pleasantries on the sideline, and I mean that sincerely. They were kind of patting each other. Oh, no, it was a good play, good run. You got me out of bounds.
They'll start it on the snap. Ball's on the 34. East Hall with 5 wideouts, 1 man in motion. That's Pruitt. Harrison looking to pass. Now got some pressure. One on the far side. Charlie House is after him. He's running across the 40. He dives. Will he have the first down? He just kind of like he was doing a long jump, and they're going to say he was out of bounds at the 43. So he got about 9 out of it. 2nd down and 1.
He saw was lucky they didn't pick up a block in the back that time.
Yep.
You mentioned Charlie House earlier, Joe. He and Robbie Lee both had their sights on getting Harrison down and weren't able to do it. He just spins around a la Michael Vick, and next thing you know, he picks up 9 when he could have been sacked for a minus 4.
Harrison hands off to Pruitt. Pruitt got the first down. More, 50, 40. 4-foot race down to the 30. One man to catch him. Well, finally does inside the 5 as the quarter runs out. That's number 11. Charlie Dyer that caught him. I don't see any flags. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Back here at the Brickyard, North Hall High School, all tied at 7 after one complete quarter.
That initial burst by Pruitt, man, was really quick.
Oh, yeah.
And fast.
He got through there in a hurry.
Then he, about the 15, he ran out of gas, and Charlie Dyer was able to run him down from behind. But that was a huge play for the Vikings to this
53-yard pickup, got it down to the 4-yard line. East Hall with 1, 2, 3 wideouts. Looks like double tight ends. Jamarcus, empty backfield. Pruitt in motion. Takes it. Jamarcus rolling to the far side. Sees a hole. Touchdown, Vikings.
Nobody's going to catch him on the edge.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
He just got away from everybody.
Speed. Too much speed.
3 seconds into the second quarter, East Hall takes a 6-point lead, 13-7. Looking at some other scores, Oconee County over Loganville 14-0. Union County 14-0 over Murray. White County East Jackson tied at 7. Commerce over Madison County 7-6. Habersham 13-7 over Cherokee Bluff. Wilder Velasquez is the kicker. Left footer gets ready. Snap, the hold is low, kick is up. It's going to be no good. Off to the right, 13-7. East Hall with 11:57 starting in the second quarter. Listen to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Well, we're back here at the Brickyard. Sorry about that, Nathan. I was watching the official come up to talk to head coach Sean Pender, and it's still peppering down rain. It's not a heavy rain like we saw in week one now with Cherokee Bluff and Lumpkin, but there's a steady drizzle going on. And referee talking to Coach Pender. Not sure what that's about. But now one of the line judges comes in to talk to Mike Prophet, the white hat head referee. A couple scores. Habersham Central over Cherokee Bluff 13-7. Peachtree Ridge over Mountain View 14-0. Buford 21-0 over Roswell. Stevens County 14-0 over Jefferson. A couple of ranked teams right there. No score from Banks County. They're playing Dawson tonight. Oconee County over Loganville 14-0. Now we're ready to play. Velasquez back to kick it. You got Jenkins and Cable back to receive for the Trojans. Everybody for the East Hall lineup gives a thumbs up, say they're ready. Here's the kick by Velasquez. A little short pop-up. Comes down on the far side. Fielded at the 25. Going to bounce around the guy. That's going to be Ty Kemp across the 35, the 40. Out to about the 44-yard line. Ty Kemp caught it around the 25 and back up to about the 44-yard line. 19 yards. Samuel Jarrett in on the tackle for the Vikings.
One of the seniors for the Vikings. But again, North Hall starting with really good field position.
Yep. They've been up what, the 40 or 35 or 40 every time?
Just about. And this one's at the 44. So let's see if the Trojans can use this one. They need to respond to this. And, you know, that missed extra point, Joey, that always makes you wonder. Leaves the door open a crack, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. They go. We've got Sleeman in the game now. Quarterback, he hands off to his running back, and he doesn't gain a yard. Ball spotted at the 44, and that's all he got. That was Parker Carlton, and Sleeman to Carlton, and Carlton didn't get an inch that time.
Yeah, Matt Hale, a 5'11", 190-pound senior defensive lineman, smacked him right there.
Second down, 10 yards to go, ball on the 44. Four wideouts for Sleeman, Carlton in the backfield. Sleeman back to pass, rolls the far side, throws, complete for the first down. Across midfield to the 44, man still moving. That's going to be Cole Cable, caught it. He rolled in there around the 45, caught it, and then was brought down on the far side. A 12-yard pickup, yeah, for North Hall, 11-13. So in, 30 or 44 seconds, they've moved it already about 30 yards.
And to Viking territory now from the 44 to the 44.
First down.
That's a nice pass there by Schliemann. Rolling out to his right, and he was really extended. He almost looked like a shortstop, you know, with his both legs in the air, releasing that ball. And an excellent catch there by Cole Cable to get the first down and put the ball into East Hall territory.
Sleeman hands off to the running back, and he's going to get across the 42 down to the 41. Parker Carlton again. You got head Cole for Cole. Lynn Leaf came in at a receiver for Cable that time. Linleaf is wearing number 26. He's a wide out.
They're lining up in more of the traditional shotgun this time, Joe.
Got Carlton in there with him. That's, yep, Parker still beside him. Hands off to Parker. Parker trying to keep the ball. He keeps it down across the 40 to the 39. But a host of guys, number 7 and 36, Walter Jarrett in on the tackle for East Hall.
Walt Jarrett got him and hit him with a kind of a hip toss and threw him to the ground. The other guy finished him off.
Our buddy Jeff Fleming coming by to say hello. Glad everything's going good for Jeff tonight. Third down, 5 yards to go. Ball's at the 39, got to get to the 34. 9:46 in the quarter. Luke Jenkins back in the backfield. Looking to pass. Slayman, complete on this side. Complete it down to the 30. There's number 9, Ethan Croft. Caught it, made it down to the 29. First down for the Trojans.
Nice little stopper out there by Croft. He's going 8 yards down the field. He makes it look like he's going to go 20, but he stops really quick, turns around. The ball's already in the air, catches it, rolls forward, and gets the ball to the 29 for the first down.
Offensive coordinator, that's the way you draw it up, isn't it, right there, I would think. What do you think, Hart?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You want him to boom, timing, be in there when he turns?
Yep, everything. Buffington making the tackle there for East Hall, and he didn't have time to get there. And first completion for him in this evening, and hopefully more for him to come.
Hand off in the backfield, going to Jenkins. Jenkins across the 35 with a quick burst down to the 23. Went across the 25 down to the 23. He's going to pick up about, 6 on the carry. Second down, 4 yards to go.
Parker Worley, 6 foot, 165-pound DB, had him around one leg, Joe, and wouldn't let him go. And you know, we speculated about that before. When somebody's grabbing you by one leg or one ankle and spinning you around, all kinds of bad things can happen.
He's twisting that ankle or knee, exactly. Slayman in the backfield, got a timeout on the field. We'll take it with him. Timeout East Hall. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Back here at the Brickyard, North Hall versus East Hall. 59th meeting of the Battle of 365 is what Mike and I have started calling it. East Hall leads it 13-7 and missed the extra point on the last touchdown. And Greater Atlanta Christian over Westminster 13-7. Raven County over Dalton 14-3. Commerce over Madison County 7-6. White County 21-7 now on East Jackson.
Wow.
White County must have got healthy in last week.
Yeah, got mad.
Slayman back in, gives off to Jenkins. Jenkins stumbles across, hits a big lineman, and falls forward down to the 21. It's going to be third down and about
two, maybe one.
Let's see where they mark it at.
Yeah, nobody really made the tackle that time. He just ran into a wall and fell down.
Yeah, third down about two. Ball's at the 21, got to get to the 19.
Well, Jenkins has been right to the right of Schliemann on every time he's running to the left side. He does it again.
Ooh, he came in and got hit hard. Number 16, Parker Worley, put it hurting on him right there.
Oh, he nailed him. That's the way you draw that up.
Well, you go to the well one time too often.
Exactly.
East Hall said, okay, you ran it twice on us and gained a few yards. We're going to hit you on this one. They came with the blitz from the outside, and Worley, the one making contact behind the line of scrimmage. He loses about a yard to fight back to the line of scrimmage.
Now it's fourth down.
Yep.
They're going to go for it. They're bringing everybody in. You got Jenkins. You got Kemp. Cable in at receiver. You got also got Parker Carlton in the backfield. So you got backs on either side. Now they're moving Jenkins up into a slot. Slayman back. Slayman going to hand off to Carlton. Carlton across the 25. The 20 drags the man down to the 14-yard line.
I think they caught East Hall off guard on that one. Just went right up the gut rather than trying to work the edge or throw a short pass on fourth down, and it pays off for the Trojans in a big way.
Well, big Mason McGill's helmet comes off. He's going to come off, and we got a flag back at the 14.
Uh-oh.
Let's see if it's going to come back. Had a little extracurricular going on this side, but the flag's down further from where the action was taking place.
Well, you mentioned Mason McGill, number 75. He and number three, mm-hmm. Matt Hale. Who did it first?
Yep.
Who do you have, guys?
And who did you catch on it,
right.
You know?
Well, it looks like they're going to be moving the ball.
Personal foul, face mask on Esau. It'll be first down for the Trojans. 7:34 in the quarter.
So Matt Hale ended up being seen. No matter what happened prior to that, it doesn't matter. He's the one that gets the penalty. Ends up being a 7-yarder, half the distance to the goal. So it'll be first and seven. Well, first and goal down at the 7-yard line.
Now at the seven. Yep, nose of the football at the seven. Slayman with Cable, Kemp, bringing Carlton and Jenkins in the backfield. Dawson Gray is your tight end. Slayman takes it. Hands off to Jenkins, trying to go around the far end. He's got some room. Oh, he got hit. It closed up in a hurry on the far side. That looked like Parker Worley again over there, wasn't it, Gary?
It was, along with number 20 over there, Damian Contreras.
Mm-hmm.
So they both. And that's the sheer speed of East Hall, Joe. I mean, they came all the way across the field to make that stop and
Candy
knock
Williams
him down.
In there with them. That's a lot of speed right there.
Yes, sir.
Where they were to get over there to the nearly sideline. Second down, goal balls at the three. Carlton on the left-hand side of Sleeman. Sleeman hands off to Carlton. Goes, tries to push and push and push. Referees come in. Touchdown, Trojans.
That was a little bit of help from these compatriots there and pushing him across the goal line.
McGill, Green, Ham, Sanders, and Hawthorne just got in there and made a push, and looks like probably another guy came in behind and helped him push, probably big Dawson Gray, the tight end.
The tush push.
That's what I was trying to think of. And it looked like they pushed his tush long enough to get the touchdown. It's tied at 13. Extra point attempt by number four, Blade Carmona. Blade, a right footer with his lime green soccer shoes on.
Well, we got movements on North Hall.
Yep, Trojans move.
Flinch, so that'll drop him back five. Mm. Now, I think Reggie Bush would be upset that you're calling it the tush push because it was the Bush push against Notre Dame. And he wants, I think there's NIL money in it for him now.
I know he's got his number reinstated because he got his Heisman back. I read that today.
Yeah.
And they're retiring Caleb Williams' number because he made it to the pros, I guess. First down, they're going to go for the extra point, but now they pushed it back a ways. They're going to be an extra point from the 15. See what Carmona can do right here, trying to give the Trojans a one-point lead. And snap the hole. The kick is up, and it is plenty long enough. It is right through the uprights. 14-13, Trojans lead it with 6:31 remaining until halftime. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're represented to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
Carmona with a kick. Buffington catches it around the 10. He's across the 30. The 35 finally going to get knocked down and knocked out of bounds around the North Hall, or by the East Hall, 33-yard line. Buffington caught that one around the 10 in about a 23-yard gain.
Yeah, and Kemp slowed him down, and then about four or five of the green shirts came in and finished him off, knocked him down close to the sidelines. But East Hall won't have bad field position right here.
Elijah Kemp kind of weaving and Bob in there till he got on out there. And big first downing for East Hall. Ball's out the 38-yard line. First and 10, 6:22. North Hall with a slim one-point lead. Cherokee Bluff with a one-point lead over Habersham Central, 14-13, according to the scoreboard. White County 21-7 over East Jackson. Five wideouts. Jamarcus putting Pruitt in motion. He hands it off to Pruitt. Pruitt going around the far side. He got hit low right in the gut, but he held on the football, brought down the far side. One of those guys that hit him high was number 34, Matthew Arceo, defensive lineman. He got 4 yards on the carry. Second down and 6. Well, back up 5. They're going to spot him, give an extra yard in there. Second down and 5.
He's a tough runner.
Yes, he is. Pruitt. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. Pruitt in the backfield this time. Hands off to Pruitt again. No, Jamarcus going to keep it. Look at Parker Carlton comes out of the backfield. The defensive backfield, he makes a stop back at the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, did not bite on the fake that time. Just caught him from behind and bulldogged him down.
Jamarcus trying to get away, but Parker got him up high and held on and rode him down. He lost about, 3? It's going to be 3rd down and 9 from the 39-yard line.
Well, good play call there by the defensive coordination staff, because he had a blitz coming from that very same side, and that's what basically allowed him to make that play behind the line of scrimmage.
Coming to this side, looking to pass, going to throw it long, way up in there. Nobody back there but green jerseys, and he catches it, intercepted by number 17, Walker Davis.
I'm going to tell you, that's a pass that never should have been thrown.
He threw it off his foot. I
just about had time enough to run down from the press box and make that interception.
He had plenty of time. He could have run it. He threw it, and his offensive guy was 2 yards behind the defense.
Yeah, but there were two defenders there. And you're right, Joe. The offensive man was about 3-4 yards behind them, and the ball hung and hung and hung. So it was a nice read by Walker Davis, 6'2", 170-pound junior defensive back, and the Trojans are back in business here at their 27.
Slayman back in the backfield. It's a quarterback. He's got number 2, Willie Jenkins, to his right. 3 wideouts on the far side. Fakes. Pass over the far side to Kemp. Kemp gets it. Across the 30. The 35, down to the 40, still up on the foul, comes over to this side, and it started to come to this side and got out to the 42, maybe the 43-yard line. So a big pickup from the 28, about a 16-yard gain for Ty Kemp. That was a little screen pass that time. Harper, it looked like to me, caught it and got it up the sideline.
Yeah, East Hall had read that play earlier in the ball game, and this time Kemp catches it with just enough room to be able to avoid the closest defender, get around him, and it was off to the races before he's brought down at the 43.
Yeah, it was Elijah Buffington who finally made the stop.
4:35 and running. Going to hand off this time to number 2, Luke Jenkins. Luke voids one guy, gets across midfield down to about the East Hall 48, maybe. That's Luke Jenkins with a big gain. He got about 9 yards, 8 yards for sure. Second down and two. He did get 8. Bounced around that outside. Dawson Gray, the tight end, helping out with a block on the far side. 4:10 remaining.
You know, Joe, both these teams, their running backs are hard to bring down.
They are.
You better not do an arm tackle or get out of position, or they're going to make you look silly.
Second down, 2 yards to go. Slayman takes it, fakes it himself. Comes across the 50. He got about a yard and got a flag in the backfield.
It's a face mask, yep.
Is that what we're thinking?
Yep, absolutely.
That's what Luke Jenkins is saying it is. Let's see what the flag came from the white hat.
That was a quarterback draw all the way. That was a design play.
He got a yard.
Let's see what the penalty is. They only needed about
2.5 yards. So the head referee, Mike Prophet, talking on his little kind of
personal foul.
Personal holding on the Trojans, and it'll come back.
Wow.
Yep.
Didn't see that, guys. Sorry about that.
You know, there in the middle.
You know, penalties not only kill you with the yardage that you lose, but they kill you with the momentum.
Exactly.
You got it rolling, and all of a sudden now you're going backwards. And
good point, Gary.
That's not a good thing.
Well, Schliemann has been grabbing his face mask ever since. He's walked over to the sideline to get a report, and now the officials are looking over at the coaching staff. So I didn't see it. I sure did.
Where it came from, that's what I thought it was going to be. Second down. Got to get 12 for the first down. Slayman takes it. Looks, got protection, throws it complete to Cable. Close to the first down, about a yard short. Got 11. It'll be 3rd down and 1 now. Great pass, great catch by Cole Cable. A yard short of the first down, but he got it right on the sideline. He got the first down.
That was a very well-thrown ball by Slayman. I mean, he just looked downfield, cocked his arm back, and zipped it on the rope right to the only person who could make that catch.
14-3. Trojans lead by a point. East Hall missed an extra point. Parker Carlton in the backfield. Cable and Kemp on the near side. Schliemann takes it, looks, throws it quickly to Kemp. Kemp goes up in there, catches it to 40, 30, 35, 25, 20, 10. Inside of dives. Touchdown, Trojans. I thought he was going to be knocked down, but he dove with the three and landed in the end zone.
It was a little high, but Kemp went up to get that ball from Schliemann, but that was busted coverage. There was nobody within 10 yards of him, and even with all that speed, with that kind of lead, you're not going to catch him.
48-yard pitch and catch by the Trojans. Schliemann to Kemp. As Gary said, the pitch was a little high. Kemp went up and got it, brought it down, and then sprinted to the end zone. Had a couple of guys bang off of him. One tried to trip him up, but he dove in from about the three and landed on the end zone line. The kick by Carmona's up. It is good. 21-13 Trojan with 3:38. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Carmona with a kickoff. High, end over end. Going to come down to Buffington to the 10. The 15, the 20. Spins out around the far side. Got a little block open out there to the 30. One man brings him down finally around the 34-yard line. He's tall. The flags coming in from several officials on the far sideline. Cut that out, guys. We're under 4 minutes at 3:29 left until halftime. The extracurricular stuff had a couple of yellow flags come out. You hate to see that. It's been a pretty well-played game.
Yeah, and with a lot of sportsmanship on both sides. And you don't want to get into that now. Here's East Hall. Look, Vikings, no need to panic. You come down, you score, you're within one score of the game again.
Right.
So don't get so chippy. But, you know, when you're 3-0 for the first time in 34 years, mm-hmm. trying to go 4-0, and that right now looks a little bit in jeopardy, you get a little antsy.
Well, and you get in a game that is this high emotion, big rival game like this. It adds all those intangibles in there to it. The officials are talking for a long time. You got all six of them talking over there. 21-13. 3:29 until halftime. Oconee County over Loganville, 28-0. White County, 28-7 on East Jackson. So East Jackson finally really reality coming to them right there. Cherokee Bluff by one, still 14-13. Coach Turner out talking to two of the officials.
Marking off a long one against the Vikings.
Dalton 14-10 now on Rabun County. Buford with a big lead on Roswell, 21-0. Grayson playing Mallard Creek. I think they're from South Carolina, 28-7.
Marched them all the way back to the 23, Joe.
Yeah, the ball's back at the 23, so Coach Turner's wanting to know why just against us. That might be just all this. Oh, Dawson County finally scored in that Mace County game. They lead it 7-0. Here we are 21-13. North Hall just scored their third touchdown, have completed all three extra points. Excuse me.
The officials are still over there talking with him, the referee who's going to eventually make the play. So if I'm Matt Turner or anyone on that staff, well, why is there? It takes two to tango. My guy got pushed, and now there's a penalty. There's no wrong answer, right? The officials, but there's so much that happened in that play. And if I'm not mistaken, guys, it was a dead ball foul. It was after the game, after that gain was made to about the 37-yard line.
Right.
Well,
right.
Sometimes you work those officials over so that next time maybe the call goes your way, or at least they're looking for that.
Lead official Prophet will come over here talking to the booth. Dead ball, personal foul on East Hall. Be first down after the penalty. Ball is back at the 23-yard line for the Vikings.
Far side hash, and they've got 77 yards to go to get within two. And then do you go for two, or do you just kick an extra point right now and let it ride?
Lumpkin County over Dunwoody, 21-0.
First of all, you got to get there, though, right, guys?
That's exactly right. Well, they're back. Yeah, they're backed up even more inside the 20, down to the 17, almost 18. Knows the football on the 18. We'll back it up some more. But the.
Well, now you got 82 yards to go.
But the first down marker is still at the 19, 18 and a half yard line. Now they're going to mark it back this way. They just confuse me, and it sounds like I don't know what I'm doing, but the officials are walking back and forth with the football, folks.
Yeah, now you're back right where you started.
First down now. Ball's at the 23-yard line for East Hall. Jamarcus Harrison in an empty backfield. Five wideouts. Takes it, looks, throws in a hurry, far side to Chasen. All right, Elijah, one of the two, got it, and they got the first down. That's going to be, is that Buffington or is that?
Connie Williams.
Jason Jones on the far side.
Parker Carlton with another tackle for the
Williams?
Trojans.
No, it's 25, not 26. My fault.
25, Jason Jones.
Yeah, Jones is the big target, as we've already said. He's 6'3 out there.
Well, so. Got the first down.
Yep.
Ball's at the 35. Single setback next to the quarterback. Going to pitch it out to Lucas. Pruitt going to go around the far side. Reaching for the football of the Trojans. Is going to be down across the 40, down about the 41, 42-yard line. So they pick up about five or six. 2:53 left in the quarter.
You get Chosen out there, guys, and at that with that kind of height, he's a little bit of a mismatch for some of the Trojan DBs. They go about 5'9", 5'10", something in there.
Got seven on the play. Second down and three. Jamarcus letting his wideouts know what's going on. We've got Javon Harrison, Jason Jones, Lucas Pruitt all on one side.
Got three receivers and only two defenders in this area.
Pruitt in motion. They fake the handoff. Jamarcus has it. Drifting back. Pressure. Throws it over the top out of play.
He just threw that one out of bounds because he didn't want to throw up another pick.
Yeah, he had a lot of pressure. Looked like number zero, Charlie House, and pressuring him back there, pushing him way back.
Well, they put Charlie on the nose at 230, 5'10". He's got a low center of gravity and a lot of weight to push on you with, and so he's putting a lot of pressure that time on Jamarcus, and Jamarcus did the wise thing by throwing it out of bounds.
Well, Jamarcus missed it on that last one with their obvious advantage, but that wasn't the play call. So North Hall did a great job of reading and anticipating what they thought East Hall was going to be doing on that last one.
2:19 in the quarter. Jones in motion. Jamarcus going to take it. Steps on the guy trying to come around the near side. 45. Gets around one guy. 45. Down to the North Hall. 45 and knocked out of bounds. Got the first down for the Trojans. And there comes a flag out on the near sideline.
Yeah, that one was thrown with some
authority.
That's going
to be unsportsmanlike on the Trojans.
Boy, he threw that thing about 15, 20 yards up into the air.
He sure did. It's the headlinesman, Ricky Welchel.
You know what, Joe? That time Jamarcus picked up a really good block by one of his wide receivers on the edge out here. Yep. I'd give him credit. I didn't see which one it was.
It was Chasen Jones was out on this side.
Yeah.
Javon Harrison, number five, also was out there. And so when Harrison goes out of bounds, guys, he's on the Trojan bench, and I believe one of the players from the Trojans
waving
the
that flag off
made contact with Harrison, but they picked it up.
Yep.
So.
Well, now, okay, I understand picking up the flag, but when you throw it like that, you apparently thought you saw something, didn't you?
Exactly.
Oh, well.
Pretty emphatic about the toss.
It really was.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what Matt Turner is saying over there on the other sideline. I don't think he's real happy about that. Protect his quarterback.
21-13, 2:10 in the quarter, five wideouts, Pruitt in motion. One side to the other. Jamarcus back to pass. A little time through it. Man got hit as soon as he caught it. That's going to be Chasen Jones. He caught it at the 40 and was hit immediately as he caught it. I think that was big 44, Dalton Hulsey, maybe in on the tackle. Got six out of it, down to the 39 of the North Hall Trojans.
Chasen Jones did a great job of just finding the spot in between the linebackers where the zone was open, and Harrison hits him, and you pick up 5 yards. He falls forward. You get six. It's second and four. Nice play.
1:39 in the quarter. Empty set. Jamarcus throws it over the top. Chasen juggles it, holds on, goes down to 35, first down. They're going to push him all the way down to 31.
That play had the potential for disaster written all over
it. Bobbling
all over on
Walker Davis in on the tackle.
Both the quarterback and the receiver. And Jamarcus that time lined up so deep, it looked like he was going to punt the ball. That was a very deep shotgun snap.
Well, they got the first down, ball at the 31 now. They're playing off the left hash. Trips to the right here.
First down, ball's at the 31 of the Trojans. Jamarcus going to take it right up the middle himself. He's hit by a couple of guys. He's pushing forward. He's got 4, 5, 6, 7 yards, maybe 8 or 9, out close to the first down at the 21. Ball's going to be at the 22. That's a 9-yard gain. He just got in there and kept pushing, kept that leg drive. Matthew Arceo finally makes the tackle from his defensive end position.
Was that a tush push or a bush push?
It had to be a tush push. Somebody got in behind him on that one.
I think that might have been a leg drive, too.
Leg drive from, yeah.
He got to the 22, picked up 9. You can do a lot of things offensively when you're near the red zone on second and one.
Jamarcus back to pass. One man coming on Charlie House. No, that's Parker Carlton. Jamarcus running for his life, trying to get to the first down marker. He does and gets knocked out of bounds. Flag because he got hit out of bounds.
Yeah, he did.
He was already past the wide 3-yard line, and boom, got hit over there. That's going to be a late hit on the Trojans after that with 28 seconds. That'll put them down inside the 10, I believe.
Yeah, and they've got a timeout left, too. So
yes.
They've got time for two, maybe three plays, but they should have a first down pretty deep now.
Ball was at about the 19 where he went out. He's going to knock off half of that. He's going to knock it down to the right at the 9.5. The first and goal right at the 10-yard line, or no, right at the basically the 9.5, like I said, with 28 seconds left. Elijah Hayes is having a career night against Johnson this evening. He is, as the West Hall Spartans leading, there's a throw down on the far side. Did he come down with it?
What a catch.
Oh, yeah, a one-handed catch, but he's just out of bounds.
Just out of bounds on the far
side.
Man,
what a catch. He went up with one arm and pulled that thing down to his chest.
So just running a little go
route.
Is
that Chasen or Elijah right there? Could you tell there, Harper?
Yeah, 25, Chasen Jones.
Chasen Jones, wow.
Boy, he did an interesting little job with his left hand. He pushed the receiver off. With right hand, he reaches up as high as he can, catches ball at the highest point. And he ends up with a foot out of bounds.
Second goal at the 9.5. 16 seconds left. 21-13 Trojans. Jamarcus, empty backfield. 4 wideouts. A tight end puts Pruitt in motion. Fakes it to Pruitt. One man coming on with a green jersey. Jamarcus gets away. He's coming to this side. Going to try and run. Inside the 5. Still going. Touchdown!
That's,
Vikings!
Boy, that was sheer effort.
Second and third effort. He bounced off a guy at the 5, cut back in towards the old field house, and got across the end zone line for the touchdown, I do believe.
Got a flag?
There's the flag at the 9.
See a flag? Yeah, I see it right there at the 9. White head linesman caught, throws it. Let's see what we got. Illegal procedure. It's going to come back. Oh, my goodness.
Man, what a backbreaker.
Wow. Right here before halftime.
And what a wasted effort now.
Yeah.
By Jamarcus Harrison. There's no way he should have even gotten into the end zone. They had him dead to rights.
Exactly.
About 2 times, maybe 3.
Mm-hmm.
And especially there at the 4 or 5, Joe. And he just, instead of going out of bounds, he cut back and stuck it in the end zone. But coming back.
Well, they're
tough
go
break. They're going to try and kick the field goal, are they?
Well, yeah. you know, you're already. You're one down even if you get the touchdown and the extra point. So this would cut that margin, wouldn't it?
Yep, 21-13, trying to make it 21-16.
Be about a 32-yarder.
Velasquez kick is up, and it is good. That'll make halftime is 21-16. North Hall leads it at the half. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with our United Community Halftime Report.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back here at the Brickyard, Harper LaBelle, Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Nathan Laddie, producing back at the studio. Want to say hello to our fearless leader, Mike Walford, and his family enjoying a great week of vacation, well-deserved, up at Myrtle Beach, and hope they've had beautiful weather all week.
Yeah, you know, Joe, when you think about it, there's, rather than being here, one good place to be on God's green earth would be Myrtle Beach.
Exactly.
So Mike's taking advantage of the vacation. We wish him all Godspeed and come on back. I know you don't want to miss a game, but he's missing a good one right now. This is a barn burners thus far.
Yep, 21-16. He's listening in and shooting me some scores ever so often. 17-50 left here in the half, but giving you some scores at halftime. Lumpkin County 21, Dunwoody nothing early in the game. Commerce 7, Madison County 6, still in the first quarter according to that. Lumpkin 35-6 now. Halftime score, East Precise 17, Chestertee 7, or 20-7, excuse me. And then Elijah Hayes, I started to mention before we had excitement a minute ago, down at West Hall for the Spartans. Elijah Hayes is just basically showing out tonight, guys. He's got over 200 yards in the first half. He has scored 7 touchdowns, and they're beating Johnson 52-0 at the half.
Oh,
yeah, that's at Johnson tonight, too. So they're having a rough time right there. Scooping over here to the other Union over Murray County, 14-0. You've got Oglethorpe losing to Laney. Cherokee Bluff 14-13 over Madison, over Habersham County, excuse me. Wesleyan over Best Academy. Roll on down here, GAC losing to Westminster 27-13. Parkview losing to Collins Hill 20-3. And I just hit a button and I shouldn't have. Here we go. Banks County trailing Dawson County 7-0. White County 28-7 over East Jackson. And Dalton leading Rabun County 14-10. Buford over Roswell 21-0. Stevens over Jefferson 14-10. So the Dragons are making a little bit cut out. That one's being played at Jefferson this evening. Let's see. And that's all the scores that I've got at the night. The game, the Appalachian-Monroe area game was canceled for obvious reasons. And the Hart County Flowery Branch game was canceled today for some earlier problems at Hart County, so they'll play that game Monday at 6 p.m. So, guys, real quickly on the first half, North Hall played a lot better in the first half than what we saw him play last week. Don't you think, Harper?
Yeah, what a difference a home game makes for yeah. North Hall. They played very well opening drive. They get the ball down the field. They score their first touchdown. They've got 21 points now in the first half. They haven't had any success like that thus far this season. So a lot of things are working offensively, and they're doing some things. I don't think East Hall has been behind
yeah.
more than maybe a point or two the whole season.
Right.
And
right.
they're down now. When they got the ball back after that last touchdown by North Hall, that's when it got a little chippy, like, hey, yeah. we got to wake up here a little bit. But mm-hmm. I thought they had that touchdown going into that last drive here before the half, and obviously that penalty really harmed them. But they won the coin toss,
yep.
and they'll get the ball
here
in
the
beginning of the second half. So
now that would have been a big thing for them, Gary, if they had scored that touchdown right there.
Absolutely.
And then got the ball back again. You're looking at a one-point, maybe tie game, and they get the ball back.
That's right. But now they will get the ball back. So and it's been a fairly mistake-free game. We did have the pick. But one of the things that North Hall did early on is they made some goofs early in the season, that 0-2 start. They made some mistakes. Tonight, they really haven't done that. They've been taking care of the ball pretty well.
They had a personal foul early on in the first half. I think they had a procedure penalty. And offsides on defense, and really, you know, like we saw last week against Cherokee Bluff, they shot themselves in the foot several times.
Over and over.
And that the once or twice they've had to kick the ball, they've been successful. The quick kick, as I call it, when the
right
the quarterback McGarvey kicked it, and then the other punt by their punter, they did, you know, they handled it well, so they didn't have any problems with that.
Well, we don't have our stats officialized yet, but I've got 10 penalties thus far here in the first half. So each team has had a lot of things that they need to clean up as the season progresses. But little bits and pieces here and there. The biggest one for us was the one that took so long to justify.
To figure out over there, yeah.
That 15-yard personal foul. And then they tacked on an additional 5 yards.
Right.
I guess neutral violation on each side. They took the 5 yards, they put it back. I know they need to do that for official reasons, but definitely a lot of things are getting in the way of the smoothness and the steadiness of both offenses.
Right. Wolf, you're listening to the United Community Halftime Report. We are fixing to go to our halftime sports minute update. I'll turn it back over to Nathan Letty at our studio.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a United Community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
It's time for our sports medicine update from NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine.
Back on 97.5 Glory FM, we're talking to one of the doctors from NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine. Dr. Gregory Woods is joining us. Dr. Woods, thanks for being with us today. Tell everybody about yourself, please.
I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I've been with our group here for 10 years. I originally grew up in Kansas, played football in Kansas, and got interested in medicine and did my medical school and residency at the University of Kansas and a fellowship in sports medicine at the University of Florida, and I've been practicing for, about 34 years.
Wow, so you've got a great background. So did you see many injuries when you're playing football yourself? Say, okay, I know what I need to do in the future to take care of these injuries?
Yeah, I had a major knee injury my junior year and had surgery and was able to come back my senior year and play again.
So tell me, how are things now when it comes to surgical techniques there at NGPG now?
Well, we're doing the latest and greatest in trying to take care of people's injuries, both in getting people in a really timely fashion. We have in our group a number of orthopedic surgeons with sports medicine fellowship training, including myself, and we're able to get people in quickly and get them an appointment, get an evaluation, and it's really important to get a good history and physical examination first, get an idea for a diagnosis, and then we have available the latest and greatest technologies for testing. And then when we see people and come up with a diagnosis, we provide a plan of care, and sometimes it's surgical, sometimes it's non-surgical, and we'll take care of people till the resolution of their problem.
Dr. Woods, give me an idea maybe of the percentages difference between just regular type of injuries compared to sports injuries you might see there at NGPG?
Well, it depends on each individual's location and practice, and actually it's changed over the years. But now with more of us doing sports medicine, each individual doc probably does about 30 to 50% sports medicine, and the rest usually general orthopedics, fracture care, trauma, joint replacement surgery. And we have a really great program here where each of our sports medicine docs gets assigned to school coverage. I'm the director of the program, and we hook up a school and an orthopedic surgeon together, and that surgeon will provide on-site services on Friday night football games and beyond the sideline, and we have access to Monday morning injury walk-in clinic that we call the Black and Blue Clinic, and for a good reason.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. So right there, Doctor, tell me about how important it is, like, for example, someone being on the sidelines or courtside in the springtime with different sports, that kind of thing. How important is it to see maybe that athlete as soon as they are injured to help them with their recovery?
Well, it does help to make the initial diagnosis and begin the process of diagnosis, and seeing the injury sometimes is really important because you know the mechanism, how they got hit, where they got hit, or did they do the hitting. And it helps a lot to do that particular on-site visualization. But I do will say that it's not needed in all injuries, but it helps. And the biggest thing it helps is it helps create relationships with the families, the students, the coaches, the personnel at the school, such there's a trust developed between the doctor and the program.
We're talking with Dr. Gregory Woods of NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine. Let everybody know how they can find out more about NGPG and where you're located, sir.
The best way is to call our main numbers and our website as well, NGPG Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And you can find us on all the social media as well as online. You can also see profiles of each of our doctors and the locations for each of the doctors in which they spend most of their time. I'm at this time, I'm spending most of my time in our southern region and operate out of our Winder Barrow Hospital and some at Braselton as well. And then I see people that are in the Jefferson, Winder, Bethlehem areas. And that's where I'm seeing most of the patients for me right now.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your time with us here on 97.5 Glory FM. We got much more for you coming up next.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back here at North Hall, Harper LaBelle and Gary Glenn. You were talking about penalties a few minutes ago with me, Harper, and looking at the official stats, they're 12, 7 for North Hall for 50 yards, 5 for 42 yards. Excuse me, against East Hall, total yards was 238 for North Hall, 231 for East Hall. So fairly obviously even on the total number of yards there.
Yeah, and the penalties obviously have there's enough to where that's part of the factor as the teams now are both going to be entering the field. Good bands, too. Nice job by the East Hall band, and North Hall is playing right now in the background if you can hear folks. But as far as the game itself, you know, I was curious as to what kind of – are we going to get the best out of each team? And thus far, I think we have.
Mm-hmm.
East Hall is probably a little disappointed because they had one possession there at the end of the game where instead of getting six, they had to settle for three. And North Hall, let's be honest, best performance. They haven't had 21 points in a half. They had 21 in the game earlier this season. They opened up with 21, but much better offensively. That first – possession that they had, they marched the ball right down the field, one big play after another, all on the ground, and then they kind of opened some things up and a lot of screens and some big plays by Ty Kemp to get in the end zone two times for North Hall, and very impressive first half.
Parker Carlton leads it for North Hall, 13 rushes, 84 yards. You got Luke Jenkins, 5 for 22, Smith McGarvey, 1 for 17, 19 total for 123. Quarterback Smith McGarvey, 1 for 4 passing, 14 yards. Alex Slayman, 6 for 6, 101 yards. Both quarterbacks with touchdowns. Receiving yards, Ty Kemp, 3 for 78 with 2 touchdowns. Ethan Croft, 1 for 10. Cable, 2 for 23. Luke Jenkins, 1 for 4. On the East Hall side, Jamarcus Harrison rushing 10 for 90. Longest was 28. Lucas Pruitt, 6 for 84. His long was 53 and a touchdown. passing. Jamarcus is 8 for 12 for 66. Jason Jones has caught 5 for 39. Cohen Bryant 1 for 10. And Lucas Pruitt 1 for 8. So that's the stats here at the half. North Hall leads it 21 to 16 here at the Brickyard in a non-region game, but a big rival game, the 59th meeting of the Battle of Highway 365 between the Trojans of North Hall and the Vikings of East Hall. You've been listening to the United Community Halftime Report, and you're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Back here at the Brickyard, North Hall versus East Hall. Trojans lead it by 5 at the half. Harper, real quick before we get started back, you got a big full weekend, your first full three-day weekend. You got UTC at Georgia State tomorrow, and then you got the Falcons hosting the Steelers on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Big weekend. It took, because the high school starts so early.
Yeah.
You know, they're so far ahead of everybody else.
I mean, right.
We haven't played we had our first NFL game last night.
Mm-hmm.
A pretty good one.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah. The season is in full swing now for everybody. Falcons get to open up against Steelers, and Georgia State, after that loss to Georgia Tech last week, has their home opener tomorrow night.
I got to say this. Harper was and I were chatting before we went on air tonight, and he worked with Dave Cohen in the Georgia State-Georgia Tech game, and he said the atmosphere at Georgia Tech last week, regardless of who you're a fan of, was just very, very good atmosphere down there last week.
Oh, absolutely. What a you beat Florida State. You upset, you're even in another country, let alone just mm-hmm. not a home game. And when you get to open up, and the kids especially, the student body, along with the band, about 40,000 there. Mm-hmm. So it's not the best crowd they've ever had, but they were as enthusiastic as anybody. It was just a wonderful atmosphere. Things are happening there at the plane. So
if Brent Key keeps winning, he's going to keep bringing fans in there, that's for sure.
Well, winning solves a lot of things,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Exactly. Blake Carmano will kick it off for the Trojans to start the third quarter. Two guys back deep, Jones, Buffington. Little pooch kick. Going to come down over here. Short. Who's going to take it? He's going to fall. Oh, ball came loose. Who's got it? Let's see. I think East Hall does. Then popped right in. Kind of fell over the top of it, but East Hall wound up on top. That was number three, I believe, Matt Hale, that fell on top of it.
What is it about kickoff sometimes that just paralyzes people when it goes past that first line? Just kind of laying.
Kind of freak out right there. It's coming down at me like, do I need to get it? Or?
That's a live ball, folks.
Yep. Exactly. Ball's going to be at the 24s where they'll spot it. Of East Hall, first and 10, just underway here in the third quarter. Trojans lead it by five. 21-16. East Hall with that big field goal right there before the half to cut it to three. Pruitt in motion. Jamarcus takes the football. Looking, going to run out to the far side. Got pressure, throws it deep. Over the top, threw it out of bounds.
Threw it in the stands just about.
Wow. I thought he was going to that one receiver over there chasing Jones, and no, he threw it over at the bench. Interesting.
Yeah, he didn't see him at all, but number 18, Peyton Llewellyn, had beaten the corner on the far side of the field. He was running all by himself, but the ball was already in the air, and Harrison had run out of time in that little clock that you have in your head that says, you better get rid of this football, son.
Right.
And he did. So, second and 10.
And Jones, Cohen Bryant are the wideouts. Javon Harrison, one of them. Lucas Pruitt in the backfield with his quarterback. Going to hand off. No, Jamarcus keeping it. Rolls out to the far side. Across the 25, the 30, runs over one of his own guys in a green jersey. All the way down to about the 33, close to the first down. They look like they're moving the chains. They're out to the 34. They get the first down.
Pretty good.
You might see that a lot by Jamarcus here in the second half. He had 90 yards. That's going to put him over 100 with that rush. He's got about 11 on that one, maybe 12. So it's first and 10 down at the 34-yard line.
That was a good fake to Pruitt that time.
Yes, it
he stuck it in the bread basket and held it there for a little while.
Jamarcus with Pruitt. He's going to pitch it over to Pruitt. Pruitt, a man all over him right there, but he's still going to get 2 or 3 yards across the 35.
He didn't get the pitch good, Joe. He was bobbling it for the first couple of steps, and then he sucked it up to his belly so he wouldn't fumble.
Robbie Lee, one of the defensive ends, comes in and makes the tackle, kind of rode him for a yard or two as he was going east to west here, and get about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7 for the Vikings.
Well, the rain has stopped, and I'm back on the sidelines. I don't see a lot of really, really slick-looking spots on the field.
It was a lot misty rain there for basically the whole first half, and it stopped now. I think the rain's through. High snap! Jamarcus, if his height helped him on that, he's going to gain about 6 or 7 yards. Well, about 5 yards.
Yeah, on a guy that's 5'10", that is a 15-20 yard loss.
That's way over his head. Jamarcus was able to jump up and tip it to himself, and he gets about 5 yards. It's third down and 2.
Well, I give credit to 95. That's Dawson Reed. He's playing nose tackle right now. When you line up over a center and you get him to do stuff like that, you know you're affecting him.
Yep. Oh, he jumped off sides, and they got the off sides, and next time that's big man in the middle was that number 60?
Jacob Wright, yep. And that's the second time he's done that tonight, so he's going to come out of the ball game and have a little coaching up.
Yep, Charlie House will go back out. They'll have the first down after the penalty. 10 minutes and 3 seconds left here in the third quarter. 21-16, North Hall with a slim 5-point lead.
Oh, it's anybody's ball game now, especially if East Hall converts any points at all on this drive.
Dawson and Banks County tied at 7 at the half. 5 wideouts. Pruitt in motion from west to east. Jamarcus going to keep it himself after the fake. He's going to get about 2 yards maybe. Ball out to the 48-yard line of East Hall. Looked like Charlie House and Arceo in on the tackle for the Trojans.
Arceo 34 on the bottom of the pile. They're tough up the middle.
Mm-hmm. Playing a 3-4, almost a 4-3. They got 4 down linemen this time to the Trojans. Snap back to Jamarcus, looking to pass. Fakes once. He's rolling out to the near side. Got running room. He's going to throw it at the last minute. Oh, I bounced it up there. Javon had to play it on a hop, so it's incomplete. Yeah, Javon Harrison.
And Marcus tapped himself on the chest like, that one's on me, fellas. Yeah, if he keeps the ball and runs it, I think he gets the first down.
I agree with you, Gary, because he was right there around the 44, and he had clear sailing there for another 10 yards anyway before somebody in green can close on him. 9:08 in the quarter now. Third down, 8 yards to go for the Vikings. Pruitt on the right side of his quarterback, 4 wideouts. Jason Jones in motion. Jamarcus comes around this side. Dalton Hulsey seals him off. He has to cut back to the middle. 2 guys, 3 guys finally bring him down across midfield at the 47 of North Hall. He picked up about 4 yards, and a couple of big guys look like number 85, Walker Vining, in on the stop.
Yeah, there was a crack, but not enough of a crack. It's going to be fourth down and about four.
That was Dawson Reed, 95. 95. Walker is a kicker by trade, if I think. Yeah, wide receiver and kicker. If I'm not mistaken, Walker Vining, Adam Vining, which is Seth and Kathy's son, so a grandson of the Vinings. There's a throw right up the middle. Did he catch it or
I
not?
Think he
not
did.
There and complete. Yeah, they're saying complete to number 8, Cohen Bryant. Right in traffic, a great catch by Cohen Bryant.
Yeah, he was absolutely sandwiched by Wade Haynes and maybe Walker Davis at the exact moment. He threaded the needle that time, and all those other cliches you want to talk about being on point with the pass. But it was dead center, good catch by the receiver. First down for the Vikings on a fourth down try.
Yep, 9-yard pickup. First down, ball's on the North Hall, 38. Marcus goes out to the far side, a little flip pass. Out on the far side, got that one to number 18, Peyton Lou Allen. And Peyton's going to scoot across the first down marker and get a first down to the 26. Avi of North Hall, 7:56 in the quarter, a 12-yard pickup. First down and 10. Now they're rolling kind of in both categories, pitching and or running and throwing. And they have to be aware of Jamarcus being able to run it every time, Harper, for sure.
Yeah, you're really at a disadvantage defensively because you have to have somebody on the quarterback. Where other offenses, you don't have to worry about that. You just got to guard the 5 receivers.
First down, going to hand off to Pruitt. Pruitt right up the middle across the 50, the 25, down to the 20, the 18. Gets about 6, maybe 7. Yeah, it'll be 7-yard gain down to the 19, the second down and 3.
Boy, Pruitt does a great job of going right up the middle, makes contact with the inside linebackers, bounces off both. In hockey, it's called keeping those legs churning, just keeping your skates moving. He did the very same thing, high knees, kept him moving, and found another 2 yards on that play.
Yeah, and just when you think you're going to guard Jamarcus and his receiver, to Pruitt.
MC set. Jamarcus going to take it himself right up the middle, 15, 10, brought down around the 11, and a flag comes in from way back behind everybody. Brought down by 34, Matthew Arceo. Let's see what the official has. Like I said, the white hat threw that one from way back and threw it up back around where the line of scrimmage was.
That's generally on the offense.
Yeah, it is. He's going to come back. He's going to be a hold on the offense. So a great-looking drive kind of stuttered right there with 7:14 with a holding call. Pushes him back about 10. It'll be second down and 13.
Good push there by the offensive line. They grabbed a little bit too much of a jersey. But I thought because of that surge that it would go from the spot of the foul, maybe 2 or 3 yards further up the line of scrimmage. It didn't end up working out that way.
Empty set. Jamarcus takes it. Harrison looks, throwing it deep. Looking for the touchdown. I think it was complete, but it was out of bounds. And
Jason
North
Jones.
Hall defensive backs waving it off, saying, nope, I got it. That was Jason Jones was the intended receiver. But he was back in the deep, almost no man's zone back there, Gary.
I think it was Wade Haynes who was
playing deep
stuck
on him.
To him, and that was a good defensive move right that time. He was backing against him, forced him out of bounds. So even if he comes down with it, Joe, it goes as an incompletion out of bounds.
And, Joe, that's the second time that Jason Jones has caught a ball in that almost exact same spot there in the end zone, and both times he's been out of bounds.
Needs to come in inside the side over there about 4 yards. 6:55.
Third and 13.
Now we've got a flag. It might be a timeout. Let's see. Timeout East Hall. We'll take it with them. A 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Back here at the Brickyard, North Hall versus East Hall. East Hall with a drive going on. They started around their 32, and they're down to the North Hall 29.
24 is
at the 24 is where they started. Okay, 24. They're down to the North Hall 29. It's third down and about 13. Got to get to the 16-yard line. It's 6:55 left here in the third quarter. Lucas Pruitt behind. Right to the right of his quarterback, Jamarcus Harrison. Jamarcus rolls out to the right, throws back to the left. Complete. Nice little pass. Caught at the 25, down to the 15, and knocked down at about the 16.
Jones, isn't it?
Jason Jones again. Did a nice job because he looked like he was out far right there, Harper. He came back in and caught that pass and then went right up in the middle.
Jones ends up lulling everybody to sleep, including us. As the play starts, he just stays at the line of scrimmage, doesn't do anything. Harrison rolls out to his right, and when Harrison plants his foot, that's when Jones activates himself. He goes full speed towards his quarterback, catches the ball at about the line of scrimmage, and picks up about 14 yards. It's first down at the 14.
First down to 14. Jamarcus going to keep it, go out to the far side, got a flag for a hole. It's going to come back after the play, but they got inside the 10. Jamarcus gets beat up pretty good. He made it down inside, but the 1-2 flags anyway, one from the white hat, one from the umpire.
Isn't it interesting how hard you have to work on defense to tackle that guy?
I know it.
Because
it
if
is.
You get him, he'll spin around you, or he'll give you a little head and shoulder fake, and another guy has to come and tackle. Hey, I thought you were going to tackle him, Joe. Yeah. No, Gary needs to come in too. Well, all right, I'll have to clean it up.
You know, he's so big. Yeah. I mean, like I said, he's like 6'4", 6'5".
And long and lanky.
And, you know, 200-something pounds. It's hard to bring him down.
See what the white hat shows us?
That was another good fake by Jamarcus that time.
Holding on the end around. Excuse me, Gary. Face mask on North Hall. Well, offset. So the play
will go
over first down from the 19. So a break really for both teams,
14.
That it was offsetting. Yeah, 14. Did I say 19? Yeah. Ball's at the 14, first down and 10. East Hall only has two timeouts now for the rest of the game for a quarter and a half.
They love that end around, East Hall does, to the wingman, and it's a fake sometimes, and sometimes it's not.
Pruitt in motion. Jamarcus with one man coming on in a hurry, missed him. Jamarcus got away. He throws a little fade right up in the top, over everybody's head. Incomplete.
Double cover. That's not your best option there.
Jason Jones down there is an intended receiver. One other guy down there is an intended man, look like Matt Hale maybe. He's down there, so way over everybody, threw it basically on the white line behind.
Yeah, corner of the end zone, and it double covered, so the best pass, but
a lot of things broke down there for East Hall on that one. Number 2, Levi Kenny, wide receiver. They wanted to go to him out in the flat, but he got held up. I think one of the linebackers maybe grabbed a jersey. They were one of the centers. The center was saying, "Hey, there's a hold there. Our guy is supposed." He wasn't there, so Harrison has to think about what's my second, my third option before he's able to make anything happen.
Harrison with a snap, hands off to Pruitt. Pruitt trying to get through the hole, but North Hall closes in a hurry around the 14, 15 yard line. Going to be Parker Carlton, the lead tackler on that. He comes in there along with number 28, Buddy Clark, another linebacker.
Well, we've already seen the Vikings reach for a 32, 33-yard field goal in the first half. So this is a third down. It's a huge third down conversion attempt.
Ball's on the 18, third down, and 9.
If they don't get this conversion, Joe, I think they'll reach for another one.
Probably so. Jamarcus takes it, looks. Rolls out to the left. Now he goes straight back. Got a man on him. Another one. He throws that one away. Don't know if there's going to be anybody in the area. Referee's saying just, well, we got a flag by the white hat back here at the 38-yard line.
And if that's roughing the quarterback or hitting him after the play, it's either a personal foul.
And it could be because he had two green jerseys right there, Harper. Yeah. They very well could have done that.
So 35 is Tanner White.
That pass was either to me or the side judge. and neither one of us wanted the ball. So let's see what happens here.
Under pro rules, that ball has to go past the line of scrimmage, or otherwise it's
and that one didn't from where Gary and because the line of scrimmage is the 13. It didn't go past that, but I think it's going to be a personal foul, late hit on the quarterback. Yep, on North Hall. So it's still going to be third down, but that's how long is it going to move? Just 5 yards? It moves it. No.
Probably seven.
Half the distance.
Hold okay. The change. So it puts it at the 7.
Yep.
And it's a repeat of the down, right?
Yep.
So third, now you got another crack at it.
Third down in about 2. They can get the first down.
Well, here's me not knowing my rules. I thought it would be first down because it's a defensive penalty, so it's an automatic first.
Yeah, right,
it is first down.
It is first down.
First down at the 7.
First and goal.
5 minutes exactly here in the third quarter. North Hall by 5. East Hall threatening. Jamarcus going to roll out the far side. He's got a man. He got a great block from Jason Jones. Got a flag in the backfield, though.
And it's the referee again.
Yep. Could be another hole, but Jamarcus able to walk in untouched. With a great block by Jason Jones on the far side in the end zone, opened it wide up for him. Now Harper, but we got a flag around the 10-yard line.
They had the motion coming my way to the right, and Jamarcus took off to the left, and as you said, untouched because everybody bit on Pruitt coming around.
Holding on East Hall.
Yep, Walter Jarrett.
Walter Jarrett,
who's,
it'll back him up.
Who's playing tight end right there on the left side of the – just didn't let go of the jersey.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, they let you use your hands a lot, but you still can't grab a hold of anybody.
So that's a...
You know, we were coached to grab a hold of our own jerseys if we had the tendency to hold, but now they let you use your hands, but you just can't. You can't put a handful of jersey in your hands, and that's a hold every time.
Clock starts with 4:50. Now it's rolling. First and goal, but ball's back at the 17-yard line. Jamarcus, empty set. Looking. Pressure from 2 green jerseys. They're pressuring him. Almost fell down. He rolls out to the far side. Going down the sideline, the 10, the 5, knocked out of bounds around the 5-yard line. 6-yard line is where they'll spot it.
Boy, you talk about making chicken salad out of something now. He should have been sacked for a 10-yard loss. North Hall should be looking at 3rd and 30 or something like that. Instead, down to the 7.
He picked up about 11 that time, Harper, so it'll be a good scramble by the big 6'5 quarterback for East Hall.
Make it to the 6. Second goal from the 6.
4:23. North Hall with a small lead. Harrison with Pruitt to his right. Back to one guy up, that's Javon Harrison. Looking to roll out to the far side. Jamarcus going to get sacked. Parker Carlton comes up, knocks him down. No, that was not Carlton. That was 58, I think. If it was, that's Wade. Wade
no,
Porter.
I had Tanner
Who'd
White, 35.
35.
Yeah, playing defensive end there.
Tanner White comes in, grabs him up high around the shoulder pads and rakes him down. They're going to say he spot him at the 16.
Well, they finally caught him, but they pinned him against. I'm in the dead.
Yeah, you're in a bad zone right there.
In and out. They
trips to the right here, Joe.
3 receivers on the near side, 1 on the far side. Pruitt behind his quarterback, looking to the screen. He rolls out, looking is Jamarcus. Having to run a lot. Throw it on the far side, got a man open. Nope, incomplete down there. I see a flag back at the 3-yard line. Could that be defensive interference? Let's see.
I do believe so.
Wow.
There's a receiver
a
in the area, and
he
ends up on the ground.
Well, if that's defensive, that's an answered prayer there because he was just throwing that ball away.
Yeah,
he didn't want to get sacked.
As opposed to throwing it out of bounds, which he's done quite a bit tonight, he wanted to give a receiver a chance to get it.
You had several, Harper, you had several green and white jerseys there together. And it very well could be a defensive pass interference if it's so.
Well, Harrison starts by going backwards. Mm-hmm. Start at the 16-yard line. That throw came from about the 35. He was trying to buy some.
Yep. pass interference on the Trojans. You see how far down it goes. Our buddy Ron Poole listening in says all roughing penalties on defense is an automatic first down in high school football. So now we've learned something else tonight.
Well, this penalty here was not roughing, so yeah. You get the yardage, but you don't get the first down.
Balls third and eight. Goal at the 8. 3:23, so we spent about 2 minutes going backwards and forwards here with penalties, incomplete passes and whatnot. Vikings with the ball, empty set. Pruitt in motion. Jamarcus with the football.
Blitz.
He's going to get sacked. The far side, Parker Carlton came in untouched from the far side.
Yeah,
and sacks Harrison. Nobody caught him that time, Harper and Gary. And Parker came untouched from the far side. Straight beeline right at Jamarcus Harrison. Now they've got to try for the field goal.
Never saw him coming. Never saw him coming, and he just plowed him. Man, if this turf had, it would be capable of giving up a hole, he would have knocked him about 2 feet deep into a hole.
For sure.
That was something.
Well,
so 19, snap it, 7, spot it, 26.
36. About a
36-yarder. 36-yarder.
I believe they're going to call a timeout. That'll be their second one. We'll take a 30-second break with them right here. 2:40 left in the third quarter. North Hall leads it, 21-16. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an
on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics Transportation Professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Back here to Brickyard and Harper. You were just telling me Easttall took the opening kickoff, and how long?
Well, right now we're at 9 minutes and 20 seconds. There's 2 minutes and 40 seconds left to go here in the third quarter, and it has been a one-possession second half thus far. And the offense is coming back out onto the field for the Vikings. It's fourth down from the 19. They've got a score.
That's right.
They're playing to win, Gary.
They think they can't kick it this far, I guess.
It's fourth and goal. From the 19, almost 19 and a half. Jamarcus with Pruitt beside him. Jamarcus takes the snap, drops straight back, steps up, throws it over the top. Oh, in and out of the hands. Right through the hands of Javon Harrison, who would have had the touchdown on the back line of the end zone, but it went right through his hands. Incomplete in North Hall holds.
He might have felt some steps from Parker Carlton and Charlie Dyer, but that was, if he'd have laid out about another 8.5 inches, he would have had that touchdown.
Wow. How about that? Mere inches. And we always say it's a game of inches, and that one was for sure right there. Easttall kept the ball for 9 minutes and 26 seconds. North Hall gets it with 2:34 remaining here in the third quarter. They lead it by 5.
That NFL game last night ended on a matter of inches, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Came down with his toes on the end line. Smith McGarvey back in at quarterback. One man beside him. That's Luke going long over the top. Separation, but not quick enough. Cole Cable, the intended receiver. Guarded that time by Elijah, I think, Buffington. Yep.
Yeah, McGarvey with that little left-handed spin to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little flicker out there and overthrew it.
You know, our buddy Steve Armour that was up earlier was asking, he said, I wonder how that is between the left-hand throw and a right-hand throw, and we might talk about that a little bit more, Harper, as we go along, if that makes much difference. We've got 2:28. McGarvey back to pass, rolls to the near side. Quick throw to Ty Kemp right here on the sideline. Incomplete.
Didn't have possession. Yeah,
Harper,
he came down with it, but it's out of bounds by the time.
Harper, does that left-hand, right-hand spin make a lot of difference to the receivers, or do they get used to it?
Yeah, the first time you see it, like if I were to throw right-handed, right, and then the left-handed comes, you'd probably drop the ball because you're not anticipating the when you catch it, the ball's still spinning. You have to stop it. And then when it's going the opposite way, you're used to doing it one way, and it does create a problem. So what do? You catch a lot of balls by the left-hander.
That makes sense. 2:23 in the quarter.
Your the softness of your hand.
Mm-hmm. Third down, 10 yards to go.
These guys are obviously used to it, right? They see it every day in practice.
Four wide outs. Jenkins back there. McGarvey rolls to his left, throws towards Cole Cable. And incomplete. He was right at the first down marker, but it's incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and the Trojans will have to punt.
Joe, he's working the sidelines, but he's working them a little too wide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't you say in the first half, Joe, I didn't see the stats, but 1 for 4, so now he's 1 for 7 here in the first half.
That's correct.
I'm wondering if they go with Schliemann, because if you do need to throw the ball, Schliemann had a much better half.
They only had the ball 20 seconds right there in that possession, didn't North Hall?
As opposed to 9 minutes and something for East Hall?
9:26, exactly. Wyatt tumbling back to kick. Better coverage on that. And tumbling hits it high and deep. Going to hit at the 47 and take a North Hall bounce and then kick back. Ball's going to be at the 44. So East Hall will have their next possession with 2:05 remaining. Guys, East Hall may wind up with a football for all but 20 seconds here in the third quarter.
Well, it was only a 37-yard punt, no return, but you needed a little more than that because now the Vikings with great field position again. And they just stalled. They got in the red zone and it just petered out. But they have held the ball and they've moved the
ball. East Hall will have it. Ball's on their own 44. Four wideouts, three on the near side. Trips, as we like to say. Pruitt to the right of his quarterback, Jamarcus Harrison. Jamarcus hands off to Pruitt right up the middle. 45, 50, down to about the 44 of North Hall, close to the first down. Jacob Wright, number 60, on the tackle.
Well, Jacob Wright's been playing a lot of nose tackle, and he ends up going long for the right. It was a first down. Nice job there by Pruitt. And again, churning those legs, staying low, creating a very small window to hit. And a first down and a nice pickup there to the 46-yard line.
Harrison to Pruitt. Pruitt sidesteps a guy at the 45 and meets a host of green jerseys, including Parker Carlton, down around the 42. So he gets about 5 yards, maybe 46 to 40, about 4 or 5 yards.
I wasn't as big as I thought he was, but.
Dalton Hussey in on the tackle.
He's 5'10".
Habersham Central, 24. Cherokee Bluff, 21 in the third quarter. West Hall in a rout at the Dungeon, 66-0. White County, 45. East Jackson, 14 in the third quarter. White County turning it on after the last couple of losses. Trips on the far side, handoff to Pruitt again. Man right there in the middle, I believe, helped take that one. That was number 98, 95, Dawson Reed in on the tackle. Picked up about three more. It's going to be third down and about two. Ball's at the 38, got to get to the 36. 37 seconds and counting here in the third quarter. North Hall leads it by 5, 21-16. North Hall with four down linemen, I believe. Now, they're acting like they're not going to run a play, but East Hall's going to run a play. Four wideouts, two on either side. Ball's almost in the middle of the field. Pruitt to the left of his quarterback. Harrison takes it. Rolls to that side. Pitches it the last second to Pruitt. Pruitt's going to get hit right there at the line of scrimmage. When 10 seconds, they're going to stop it. North Hall got the ball. The ball must have popped out. And the Trojans have recovered. Wow.
It's kind of a strange toss from Harrison to Pruitt. They were real close with two hands. The ball came from low like the old pitch that you would make on student body left or right. And I don't think Pruitt fielded it at all.
He may not have had it. Walker Davis came back across there getting the glad hand, so he may have recovered that one or taken it away. Either way, the Trojans have it with 9 seconds left here in the third quarter. A big turnover for the Trojans and for the Vikings, I would say, as they were driving and had the ball for basically almost 11 and a half minutes in this quarter. But no score. Sleeman's back in the game. Hands off to Luke Jenkins. Jenkins may have gotten a yard. There's the end of the third quarter. North Hall leads it 21-16. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Back here with the fourth and possibly final quarter from the Brickyard. North Hall 21, East Hall 16. The 59th renewal of this rivalry game. East Hall leads the rival 33-24 and one tie. North Hall with the football. Sleeman, one man back there, looks to pass. Throws it right in the middle. Complete to big Dawson Gray, the tight end, down to about the 38. Let's see, I'd say about, 20, maybe 22 seconds. So East Hall had the ball for 11 minutes and 30-something seconds in that last quarter and didn't get any points out of it. That's got to be a little heartbreaking for the Vikings there, Harper.
Oh, absolutely. You're having things that worked earlier in the year that aren't working tonight. It's a little frustrating, and you had a touchdown that was called back. You had one that was out of bounds, and then a drop ball. So it's been very difficult.
Sleeman looking long. Got a guy breaking open but to the last minute, and it was too long. Ty Kemp of the Cole Cable was intended receiver. Ty Kemp was wanting an interference call.
I didn't see
Javon
that.
Javon Harrison playing defense. I didn't see a holding or anything.
No, overthrew him.
Yeah, looked like Kemp broke a little later, just overthrew him like Gary said. They're going to come back and run a couple of guys in. They'll do a punt with fourth and about five.
That was kind of a go route, and he didn't go quite hard enough.
Yep. Light tumbling, be kicking it. One of the guys on the gunner, Connor Harwood, on the far side. Parker Carlton back to block for him. Javon Harrison back to catch the punt. And they're going to blow it dead with a penalty. Delay a game on the Trojans.
Well, now they'll back
them
up.
Five more.
So now they go back to the 38. Mm-hmm. Line of scrimmage will be the 38.
Well, the last punt that North Hall had, East Hall did not rush at all. I'm wondering if they might put a little bit of pressure on this one.
Like to see him. That's one reason that Tumlin's been able to get the punt off tonight. Nope, no rush at all. Tumlin with lots of time, and it's a pop-up. It's spinning, but it's got a backspin. Is it the better way to get it? That one bent from their line and came down at the 41 of East Hall. So great field position for the Vikings.
What's that, about a
15?
Net, yeah. 18,
Luke Jenkins just – Luke Jenkins was right there. And when he saw that ball taken, as you said, Joe, and I could see it too, it was tumbling backwards.
Yep.
And Jenkins slapped it down before it could tumble back any further.
Well, it's a good thing he did, because the way that one hit, it was spinning back. So it was going to go back towards the Trojans' line of scrimmage. Either way, Luke downs it at the 41 of East Hall with 10:44 remaining in regulation.
That's a 21-yard punt.
21-yarder. Wow. It's going to hurt your average a little bit. Pruitt in motion from this side to the far side. Harrison has it, has time, throws it over the middle, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, number 9, which is Khalil Goss.
And who was it? Was that Walker Davis shoving him from behind? Yep. As soon as the ball touched his hands.
Yep. Well, that's one of those things. I know you're getting ready to, and you wait on the ball to get there, but that almost could be one of those after the fact.
Well, it was behind him.
Behind him a little bit.
Yeah.
Second down.
He didn't slow down to let the ball come to him.
I don't think he catches it anyway, but the fact that he was right there, footsteps coming on, that didn't help the receiver any.
10:40 in the game. 21-16 Trojans. Harrison back. Has it. fakes the handoff. He takes it himself and gets about 3 yards up to about the 45. Give him four. Third down and six.
That's Dawson Reed hitting him first, and then Dawson's about as big as Jamarcus, and Buddy Clark came in to help out. Now, Clark's only 5'7", 166, but, hey, two-on-one, you take him down.
Hey, you know, Joe, it sure looks like our boy Parker Carlton has free reign. He's lining up as a linebacker about 4 yards off the line of scrimmage, and at the last minute, he'll go right up to the line, and he'll cross it if he thinks he has a chance to get the ball.
Yep. Jamarcus back to pass. Got Godine. Throws it over the top. Oh, and right through the hands of the intended receiver. I think that was number nine again. Khalil Goss.
Yeah, it was. And then there were three or four Trojans also within that same vicinity. They're putting pressure on the receiver. They're not touching him. And they're not really making a play on the ball so much as they are just around the receiver, giving him a little bit of intimidation factor.
Well, Goss comes out, and now Cohen Bryant is going to come in. It's fourth down. They're going for it. Goss went up high, and it's almost as if the ball went in between his hands, and then he reached it. It was just the best effort.
It's on their 44 now, so if they don't get it, North Hall's got the ball.
They're going to punt.
Jamarcus takes it. He'll punt. Oh, he blocked. It's blocked. It's going to be deep in East Hall territory down inside the 28-yard line. Jamarcus, we're going to quick kick it. And a Trojan came in there in a hurry and knocked it down.
Well, they had a blitz on. And when they saw that he was not going to run it or pass it or punt it, all they had to do was lay out. And that's exactly what happened.
He's getting a head slap all the way around down there. I can't see him for the tent who blocked it. But he came in off that left side and knocked it down. And it'll be North Hall's football deep in East Hall territory at the 27-yard line. First and 10 for the Trojans.
Well, a touchdown obviously
makes
this a two-score game.
McGarvey going to hand off to Carlton. Carlton across the 25, slides down to the 20. But he had a man with him as he slid with him. That was number 7 on defense, Jacob Christian.
Also, Jamarcus Harrison, number 1. Looked like, is he in there playing defense?
Might be.
Maybe I misread the number. Maybe it was 7, not 1.
I think it was 7 because that's who I had in there.
Yeah.
Jacob Christian. 2 wideouts far side. Going to hand off to Carlton. Carlton sidesteps a guy. 15 down inside, or down inside the 15. Got the first down down to the 14. Kenzie or Elijah Buffington in on the tackle for the Vikings. 9:14 in the quarter. North Hall trying to go up 2 scores. They lead it by 5, 21-16.
Similar to the very first drive of the ball game when East Hall had given to Parker and just let him run hard. He's going to get hit by linebackers. The next thing you know, he keeps his feet moving. And now the secondary, the safeties are hitting him, and he picks up 7 or 8 yards of carries. Doing it right now.
It has been a scoreless second half, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. R.J. Dalton comes in the game to the left of Smith McGarvey. Cole Cable in motion, splits out wide to the left side. Fakes it. Smith's going to take it. Bounces off a guy. 5, 4, 3. Knocked down at the 2.
Well, Smith McGarvey pulling the page out of the Jamarcus Harrison playbook.
Yep.
Spaking it and keeping it.
12-yard pickup. Smith did a nice job right there. When he got into that second layer, he kind of stiff-armed the guy, keep him off of him, and bounced off and got down inside the 5, down to about the counting at the 2-yard line. First and goal with 8:28.
Touchdown here is huge. Based on the way this on.
Jumbo people, every big guy in the
big guys all over the place. Goes right up under center to Smith. He tries to take it. Not the tush push, but
I think that's going to be a procedure.
Yeah,
yes,
procedure.
It is against North Hall.
Far side, I thought it might be, as they all kind of gommed up in there.
Yeah.
And he moved at the last second, so good call right there by the official.
Yeah, McGarvey ended up leaning forward, didn't have the ball yet, and I believe the left guard also
started leaning.
Yeah, I saw that too, Harper. I thought the quarterback had jumped the gun a little bit.
21-16. Trojans trying to make it a two-score game. 8:13 remaining in regulation.
So the ball moves from the 2 back to the 7 on the procedure.
East Hall has it for 11 and a half minute in the third quarter. Could not score. No score here in the second half. The play again takes it. Going to hand off to Carlton. Carlton bounces off a guy. And then he gets tackled back at the 5. Luke Jenkins that time. Thank you.
play.
I'm to tell you what, guys, there's something going on in that end of the field because there's another penalty flag. We had six in one drive, and now we've got another just two here in the last three plays.
Walt Jarrett in again on the tackle.
Yeah, and Aaron Brock, too. Yeah, I don't know what's going on down there. Let's see what the call is this time.
Well, you know, your microphone was messing up, and that's where all the flags are, Gary, so maybe.
Yeah, there's some bad juju down there. That's what
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. Voodoo's on you guys.
I'm blaming Gary. Is that what we're doing? It's all your fault, Gary.
Yeah, well, yep. I got big shoulders.
So two personal fouls. They're offsetting.
Wow. Just replay it.
Offsetting personal fouls, one on each team. You hate to see that, but, you know, in a big game like this, we talked about it pregame, emotions get there, a big rival game. We saw a couple of personal fouls early in the game, or in the first half. 7:55 in regulation.
Well, blessing in disguise there for North Hall because they don't get pushed back any further. They still got to get to
the upshot of that is at least you got the first down. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Running back on either side of Slayman, now it's going to be a timeout.
They saw something
taken
they
by North Hall. McGarvey didn't like. We'll take a timeout with them. North Hall leads it by 5, 21-16. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
We are back here at the Brickyard, 743. Left in regulation. Atlanta, the Braves beat the Blue Jays 3-1, thanks to Ron Boole for the update on that. 21-16, North Hall has the ball, first and goal at the 7. After the offsetting penalties, that kind of helped being able to keep the ball right there.
What North Hall wouldn't mind doing is taking a couple of taps at it and then running a little clock and then forcing it in on third down.
Yep.
Now, of course, they can get it in on first down. They'll take that, too. But they've got a whole fresh set of downs here.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they get a touchdown extra point, that'd make it a 12-point game. Parker Carlton in the backfield. Hand off to Parker. Bounced off a guy. Touchdown, Trojans.
No flags.
No flags on that one? All right. Finally, a touchdown without flags. All the lights blinking on and off, which I don't like just because the folks have problems with that might have, especially for standing on the top of all the bleachers, might take a fall.
So you're a safety first guy is what you're telling
me.
Safety first.
Well, and you look at it, if you get the guys down there and you got two opposing jerseys in their mouthing, the lights go off for a second, who knows what might happen.
I know.
Blake Carmona, the right footer for the Trojans to attempt the extra point. The holder is Smith McGarvey, 7:38. Off to one side, but he got the kickoff, and it is good. 28-16, a 12-point lead for the Trojans with 7:38. Listen to High School Football, 97.5, Glory FM.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Carmona hits a pop-up. It hits at the 17. Buffington comes up, takes it, and makes it back out to the 30 after he caught it. And we got a flag over here because 21 got tangled up, and now we might have another one. If 16 comes up and has something to say to 21, they knock down a defenseless guy. North Hall, that's number 21, McKinley Kemp. The East Hall player is still on the ground. He rolled him over on his back now.
Well, John Boxavanos, the team doctor for North Hall, is coming out to take a look, too.
Well, there's no sense in that, guys. I think y'all agree with me on that. Yeah. That, you know, they got tangled up, but then something happened after the fact, and then you got two flags coming in. Good job by Buffington to catch it on the bounce.
Well, especially you're ahead now by two scores. You don't need to be doing any of that kind of stuff.
Exactly right.
Well, and
Coach Matt Turner is going to come out and check on everybody. Habs Central 24, Cherokee Bluff 21 in the fourth quarter.
And all of that happened away from the play, too.
Yes.
Connor Harwood, I think, was the man who finally stopped it, all 5'8" of him. But back to the extra point. Let's give props to Smith McGarvey. That was a great recovery on, well, let's say, not exactly the best of snaps on the long snap. He got that ball down in a hurry for Carmona to kick it through.
He got offsetting on penalties, both personal fouls. They saw the first one, but then when number 14 for East Hall, I believe it was, came across there, Jarrett, and pushed 21 in the back. I think that was the second one, and they got it too. And so that why it'd be offsetting. Coach Turner's out on the field checking on his injured player, and he's upset. And then you got one of the coordinators out there, and they're pointing to the other side saying, well, what's the difference in this one and that one? They're still talking it over right there. The official says, nope, that's not the way it happened. And Coach Turner's saying, yes, it is. So that's why I have an injured player.
Matt Turner is a lot more patient than I would be with an official. When one of my guys is on the ground, and it's because of a hit that was after the play was over.
Right.
Well,
I don't know how you call offsetting on that.
They get him up right there. That's number 8, Cohen Bryant, one of the receivers. Got the late hit. He's coming off. He's walking gingerly to the other side.
Yeah, Coach Turner's been bending the ear of Mike Proffitt, the head official, a lot tonight. And now Proffitt is over here talking to Sean Pender, the North Hall coach.
Yeah. Well, I tend to agree with Harper on that. You know, Coach Turner's being a lot more patient than we may be in those situations. You do a lot of stuff, but you start getting a little extracurricular after the fact. That doesn't need to happen. I think we all agree on that one.
Yeah, that's where you get people hurt.
Exactly.
And, you know, these kids are playing this game for fun. They're not playing it to get hurt.
Right.
And then most of them will be playing, when they play their final high school football game, that'll be the last football game they'll play.
Gary, I got a score for you from Jefferson. The Dragons have taken over. They lead the Indians from Stevens County 38-21.
How about that? Go, you Scaly Dragons.
White County with a big lead over East Jackson, 45-20. The Titans of North Oconee, 22-0 over Clark Central. East Hall will come back up, 7:32 in the quarter now.
Time and possessions are certainly a huge factor now for East Hall. The Vikings got to get the ball in the end zone.
They need to score and score in a hurry.
Yep, two scores, 28-16. Jamarcus, empty set, takes it. They're coming on. He rolls out to the right. Leading by Charlie House. Throws it out of bounds on the far side. Just had to throw it away. You know what I've noticed about Jamarcus is when he rolls back like that, Harper, he gets way and way further away from any attempted receiver.
Well, his ability to create space allows, because then he can gauge. Is the guy chasing after me a guy that's going to normally catch me? If he can't, now I get around him and I can buy a lot more time and look down the field. But here's basic math right now. You rush five, they only can block with five. That's a win for the for North Hall.
For the defense,
but if they've
right.
got, yeah, if they've got to bring in six, now you should be able to find some guy with man coverage. If you're able to do so, you might get a big play.
Lucas Pruitt in the backfield off the right of his quarterback, four wideouts. Second down on the 30. Jamarcus looking, steps up, being pressured, rolls out to the near side to 30, 35, 40, 45. Somebody missed him, 50, 45, 40. Another big run. They knocked the ball out of his hand. He falls on it down to 32.
Holy oh, wow.
What, Walker Davis.
Yeah, what an effort by Davis to catch him from behind and slap the ball out. That was
47-yard gain. Harper, that was a great athletic move by Jamarcus right here on the side, but maybe even better by Walker Davis.
Yeah, Walker Davis just comes out of the far side and just swats as hard as he can, trying to karate chops, knocks the ball loose. They're going to mark it back at the 23-yard line, yep. First down.
I was right there watching him. He was tight roping that sideline and did not step out. But what a play by Davis.
A little mix-up. They get Pruitt gets it. Pruitt's trying to get down to the 20. He does. Gets pushed back. But they'll give him three on it. He got up between the 20 and 21. It'll be second down and seven.
Well, I think on that read pass option, the RPO, I think Harrison quite purposely gave the ball to Pruitt. He says, I'm a little tired right now. I'm going to let you run. Let
after
me get,
that run,
catch
let
my breath.
Yep.
Yeah, for a play or two.
If they take the huddle and I'm back there, I'm going to say, okay, it's your turn. I got to take a break.
Yeah. Well, I'm not coming off the field for anything, but I'm a little tired right now.
Second and eight. Harrison takes it. Looks. Got one coming on. Throws it late. He got hit late. Complete to Pruitt. Pruitt got by a guy at the 15, 10, down to about the 8 or 9. The ball popped out. North Hall recovers.
And.
Wow.
And that was almost a late hit on Harrison, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought right there.
I thought we were going to get a flag for that, Gary. Yep. Good eyes. I saw it as well, and the ref kept. Oh, it's on the wrong side of the field, so they're not going to throw a flag on that end of the field. Boy, second fumble now by Lucas Pruitt.
Wow.
Tonight.
That one popped out. North Hall jumped on it just before East Hall was fixing the score, and that might have just saved it for the Trojan with 6:18. Still a lot of time. A lot of stuff can happen, but North Hall has it first.
Oh, yeah. You know,
10.
You score here, and it's a five-point game with if you get the extra point. But now. Now you got North Hall a chance to burn some more clock.
And that's exactly what they do, I would think. Schleiman, I believe, is the quarterback. He takes it, hands it off directly to either Jenkins or Carlton is the running back. And Carlton gets about one, second down and nine.
Well, they knocked him back into a crowd, Joe, and he almost took a two-yard loss, but he bounced back to the inside and stretched out and got a little bit of positive yardage.
R.J. Dalton was a running back that time. He hadn't touched it much tonight, if any. And R.J. carried it that time, got a run. Got a yard.
Ball at the 10.
Schleiman, quarterback, stands at the 5. One man back there with him. One man in motion. Going to flip it over to that man in motion. That was number 2. Luke Jenkins.
Wow.
And Luke went parallel and didn't get a thing. Actually lost about 4 yards. Back to the 5, third down and 14.
Yeah, Levi Kenny comes from the safety position and gets him in the backfield and does a nice tackle where he's horizontal. If he misses him, it's going to be a gain, but he didn't, and he ends up with about a 5-yard loss there, ball at the 6.
Yeah, well read by Kenny, 2-on-2 again that time. And so now, you know, North Hall needs some positive yardage to avoid punting out of their own end zone.
Third down, 13 yards to go, ball's on the 6. 5 minutes, 4 seconds.
They still know what they're doing. They may have to call timeout. There's only 3 seconds on the play clock. Yep.
Timeout. North Hall will take it with them. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation. The new ideas in our industry that lead to better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business.
To be an innovative cooperative, I believe we always have to be looking at how we are handling our member experience.
Innovation is really important to Jackson EMC. It's our role to really make sure we're on the cutting edge of these new changes in technology that are coming to the power sector.
Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
948 DL Murrayville, Gainesville.
Back here at the Brickyard, North Hall with a timeout. Each team
Now, this is kind of important here. Each team has one timeout left now with 4:52. North Hall's got it third down and 13 at their own 6. So a turnover here would be very tough on them. Lumpkin County over Dunwoody late in the game, 49-28. Looks like they're going to pick up their second win of the year.
Well, now clock management is about as important as anything right now, Joe, because you don't want to give East Hall too short a field. You make them use a lot of time when they get the ball.
See what they do right here. Sleeman in the backfield. One back there with him. Looking to pass. Throws it deep over the top. Got one man breaking loose. Incomplete right over the head of number one, Cole Cable.
Well, that's not a bad call because you throw it that deep, even if they intercept, it's almost like a punt.
Right.
So now you are punting out of your end zone.
Well, and it made it where Cable was the only one that could catch it too. And he would have had to be another 3 inches taller and probably lay out to grab that one out there, Harper, I believe.
Well, East Hall did come with a blitz, so you got to get rid of the ball. Schliemann did a nice job with the release.
Well, fourth down and 13.
Right now, it looks like Javon Harrison is all by himself at the 35-yard line. Remember, we haven't had very good punts here earlier by North Hall.
Tumlin, they coming on him this time. He got that one away. Oh, a better punt. That one hit about the 42 and rolling down to the 50 right there at midfield. So he got about a 44-yard punt off right there, guys, from the line of scrimmage. The best punt of the night for either team.
And you know what? He changed his punting motion a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped it down and took a swipe at it almost like a soccer kick so that the trajectory would stay low and not pop up. And if it hit, it would get a positive bounce, which is exactly what it did.
Well,
in high school,
if he kicks it normal, that's blocked because Levi Kenny was rushing from the outside, so he had to get rid of it. You're right, Gary. He did have to change in mid-flight what the angle was on his kick.
And Harper wound up being to his advantage to have done that.
he got a lot more into it, that's for sure.
Jamarcus with four wideouts. Pruitt in the backfield. He's going to roll out to the far side. Now he cuts it inside, does Jamarcus. Still rolling, throws it the last minute out of bounds. He had pressure out there with him. And Dalton Hulsey, the man that pressured him and knocked him down over around the 35-yard line.
Well, Hulsey's hit him at least 3 times here tonight, and 2 of them were after he's let go of the ball. Did he throw the flag?
He's working that side of the stands pretty good. That's his second or third pass he's thrown right there. Out of bounds.
Nope, not going to be anything. I thought the way the referee was walking, we were going to have a penalty there.
I didn't see a flag either, but Halsey was arguing, or at least talking to the official as if to say, hey, I didn't do anything wrong.
Ball on the near hash mark, closest to the press box. Harrison has it. Looks, stands up, got a man open, knocked away at the last second. Number 11, Charlie Dyer, one of the cornerbacks, comes there and knocks it away at the 41-yard line. Javon Harrison, the intended receiver. The East Hall crowd wanted an interference, but I believe he got in front of it pretty good and knocked it away.
Well, Javon needed to come back to the ball a little bit more, and then he's all by himself. He's going to make that play. He goes about 10, 12 yards, turns back to the quarterback, and while the ball was in air, you got to, you know, don't wait for it to come.
Don't wait for it. Got to go after it.
This is obviously four down territory, even from the 50-yard line. But
4:22 in the quarter.
It's third
Harrison
and 10.
Looks at his play on his wrist. Little flip out over here to Chasen. Chasen got hit right as he caught the ball and was knocked forward down to the North Hall 47. So only about a 3-yard gain. It'll be fourth down and 7 with 4:07 in the game.
19, Jake Clark missed the tackle, but he slowed him down, and then 3 more guys came up and knocked him down after only a 3-yard gain.
Well, early in the ball game, guys were open, and they were being found by Harrison, and it's a struggle right now. I don't know if the receivers are tired, but some crossing routes, if you're able to hit on those, they should be able to work, but that hasn't been a success here in the second half for East Hall.
Four wideouts, Harrison back, looking, got pressure, now bites out to the right side. Man chasing him, Arceo, one of them, Arceo and Dalton Hulsey. The ball came out, but a fake hook fell on it. East Hall recovers. It'll be North Hall's ball over on downs. Let's do the 10-second break right here.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Thank you, Nathan, for the reminded me right there. I got caught up in the game. East Forsyth over Chestertee, 34-7.
Well, Dalton Hulsey came out of the pack with the ball, but it didn't matter. It was going over on downs anyway, and whatever happens. And now Noah Hall can keep it on the ground and burn the clock.
3:32. East Hall. The play defense, North Hall have it at the 49. They'll keep it on the ground. Parker Carlton busted at 40, 30, 25. Knocked down at the 20-yard line by number, is either Nehemiah Anderson or Cohen Bryant that knocked it down. I think it was Anderson that knocked him down right there. 30-yard gain, and that'll put it out and put it away. Nehemiah is the one that caught him.
Yeah, that'll just about do it.
Parker has had a tremendous game rushing the ball here in between the tackles tonight. Very tough to come bringing that man, young man down.
And give credit to the North Hall D guys. They pitched a shutout here in the second half.
Yep.
Despite the fact that East Hall had the ball for like 11 and a half minutes in the third quarter.
Going to keep it as Scalf McGarvey is. He's going to go across the 15 down to the 13. Got 8 yards on that. North Hall looks like they're going to want to try and score. Do you think if they get the first down and goal, they will take the knee? I would.
You got a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I'm.
Yeah, that'd be tough right there, wouldn't it? 2:39.
Yeah. You don't want to look like you're running up the score, but this much time, I don't know that you take a knee right now.
Right.
No. You got playoff implications. You got to score.
2:27 running. Smith's going to take it himself. Faked it. Tried to get it to Luke. And then went around and got down to the 11, so he only got a yard out of it. And they're going to give him first. Yeah, they say he got a first down. And North Hall will move the chains with 2:18. As soon as it's spotted, they'll crank the clock, which they have. Parker Carlton in the backfield. He'll come in. You got number 5, it looked like. Connor Harwood coming off the field. He was on there as a receiver. 157, 156 and running here. First down at the 11 for the Trojans. McGarvey, a man on each side, going to hand it to Carlton. Carlton trying to just stutter step his way. The East Hall backers come up, fill the hole, knock him down at the 8. Second down and about 7 from the 8-yard line.
Well, I think it's 4 downs anyway.
Yeah, they'll yep. They'll get to about a minute with this.
1:22.
Snap it.
Yeah.
21 seconds on the play clock and 1:17 on the ticking game clock. So you might be able to get away with here and take a knee, Gary. You mentioned that. Just
I think they're going to try to run it maybe one more time, burn a little bit more clock.
Snap it with one. He better hurry. Boom. No, they took
a
penalty.
Delay a game. No.
Yeah. They thought they were going to get it off, but it was delay a game right there, so that'll back them up. So now.
Well, the thing about it is now, though, once you snap it, the play clock starts again. And let's see. It's going to be a kind of a game, a little bit of a chess match here. But you, two scores, you're not, even if you turn it over, they're not going to get, 12 points in 30 seconds.
Well, and remember, there's only one timeout left, and they haven't taken it, so it'll be interesting to see if that is a victory formation after this next play.
Got a timeout on the field. We'll leave it, keep it right here as you go through. Final, Dawson County picks up their first win of the day year over Banks County, 14-7 at Banks County. Oconee County with a win over Loganville, 45-7. Union County with a win, their first of the year over Murray County, 49-6. Laney over Oglethorpe, 34-14. Back up here.
So anything from Chestertee? Isn't that where we go next?
East Forsyth has beat Chestertee 34-7. We'll be there with them against North Hall next week. Cherokee Bluff, according to what I'm looking at, so it's 28-24 over Habersham in the fourth quarter. Not sure if that's correct or not.
28-16, 57 seconds. You got Luke Jenkins and Parker Carlton. They're going to kind of pitch it a little reverse.
End around.
End around the far side to Cable. Cable's going to get a touchdown on the end around late pitch with 49 seconds to make it 34-16. Raven County going to get a win 35-13 over Dalton. That's what they're up at right now. North Gwinnett over Mill Creek so far, 30-24. Buford with a big win over Roswell, 52-17. Stevens trying to make a comeback. It's 38-28. Jefferson over Stevens County. Carmona to attempt the extra point with McGarvey the holder. See where the snap is. A good snap. The kick is up, and it is on top of the old field house. It's good. 35-16, North Hall. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Carmona to kick off. Back to Buffington. Buffington at the 5, the 10, the 15, and then a host of green jerseys and a couple of white ones. Knocked down around the 20-yard line. East Hall will have it with 43 seconds right there. And the main thing, guys, I'm thinking about at this point, you don't want anybody to get hurt or do anything goofy to get tossed out
before
an SEC game.
Yeah, I think that's probably what both sides are telling their team. Dawson Reed lost his helmet, so he had to come out.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was scheduled to play defense, but he can't this play anyway.
Cole Hamilton, big defensive lineman, junior, will come in for the Trojans. 43 seconds. East Hall, Jamarcus Harrison will be in the backfield. Four wideouts. Empty set. Five wideouts. Pruitt on one of the receivers. Jamarcus takes the snap. One man coming on. Throws it the last second. Complete right there to number 8, Cohen Bryant. Cohen caught it out around the 27-yard line.
And that was Walker Davis. Boy, he's been active tonight on that tackle. And he was the one, remember, that slapped out that ball at the last minute when Harrison looked like he was going for a sure touchdown.
McKinley Kemp was coming on Jamarcus pretty heavy that time. Forced him to throw it, but he got it to his first down at the 27 and a flag.
That's probably a procedure.
It's going to be against East Hall procedure, I'm guessing.
Left guard moved, yep.
Yep. Good call there, Harper. Left guard moved on it, 24 seconds. North Hall with a 19-point lead now.
Well, when those side judges start throwing the flag, it's usually somewhere along the line is where that foul's going to be.
Final from the dungeon, West Hall scores 7 touchdowns and a field goal tonight. 73-0 is the final.
Holy Moses. Oh, man. Bless their hearts.
First down, 15. Harrison takes it, rolls out to the near side towards us. Throws it last second to Peyton Lou Allen. Peyton dodges a guy at the 30, the 35, down to the 36. Right there, number 18, Peyton Lou Allen, the senior, takes it.
The guy that he dodged bounced off him, Connor Harwood, and came back and helped make the tackle. That's going to be maybe the last play of the game. Are they going to get one? No, I don't think they're going to throw in this last play.
No, that'll be your ball game right there. North Hall wins number 25 in the series. 15 in a row now for the Trojans. 35-16 over the East Hall Vikings. We'll be back to wrap it up in 2 minutes. You've been listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Back here at the dungeon, Gary down on the field, going to try and get a comment from Coach Pender. North Hall's first win of the year, a big one over the rival East Hall.
All right. Got the coach with us, guys. Sean, that second half, you really for like 11 and a half minutes in the third quarter, but you didn't let them get in.
Yeah, a little typical bend don't break. I mean, they made a lot of great plays with his legs, keeping drives alive, and defensively getting after. I mean, never gave up, and you know it was a good showing there.
And Walker Davis maybe the play of the game when he ran him down from behind and slapped that ball out when it looked like a sure touchdown.
Yeah, that was definitely a good play by him after their quarterback, you know, tippy-toed the sideline and cut back. He made a nice long run, and Walker Davis made a great play.
What's the difference in this game now that you finally got your first win of the season? What's the difference in this game and the first two?
Well, we played game. We continued to go. You know, the first season, we just fell short. You know, that's all it was. And then in the Cherokee Bluff game, we didn't play well at all. You know, we were able to play good four quarters this week, and, you know, last week we didn't.
All right, Coach, we'll see you at Chesterton next week. They lost tonight, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll worry about that here in Saturday morning.
I hear you. All right. Enjoy this one, Coach. Appreciate it. All right, there. Surgeons, 1-2, guys.
That's right. Thanks, Gary. We appreciate it. And Harper, you know, North Hall came out and played a lot better game than what we saw last week, I thought. They had the ball, you know, probably time possession. They won it in the first half. I think East Hall obviously won it in the second half, but three key turnovers for East Hall really hurt them, and a penalty down here that took a touchdown back.
Yeah, there were a lot of penalties on both sides here tonight. Definitely a lot of laundry on the field, but I thought the Trojans tackled real well. Mm-hmm. I thought that once they figured out Harrison and what he was going to do, he was slowed down. Mm-hmm. And since he's such a pivotal part of that offense, if you can slow Michael Jordan down, if he doesn't score 35 points, but he gets 22, that's kind of a victory, don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah.
He's going to score.
Mean.
He's going to do some things. But he didn't beat us tonight. And he had beaten three other teams prior to this evening.
Right.
Coach said it just a second ago to Gary. We didn't play very well the other night, mm-hmm. and we're better than this. So mm-hmm. I get it, and I think they were. They played better at home, and they build off that. Big momentum for the rest of the season, mm-hmm. I think. Now you finally got that first win. Now let's fix some things because we know it can work as opposed to we're not sure whether it could work when you're 0-2. So a huge turnaround for North Hall. They played very well on defense, and kudos to them.
Yep. And we will be back with North Hall again next week against Chester T in the Battle of Highway 60. It'll be the 24th, 25th of a reunion of that game. Our fearless leader, Mike Wofford, will be back in the saddle with us. And we appreciate everybody listening in tonight. For Gary Glenn, Nathan Laddie back to studio, Harper LaBelle. This is Joe Gailey. You've been listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM. Stick around and listen to Georgia's Friday Night Lights with Chester Proctor coming up.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Millie's Drapery and Decorating. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.